to me, and makes a difference to a lot of people, why, and there are those of us who feel that the death penalty is morally wrong, why should we fulfill his wish? Why should we give him what he wants?
Well, because to my knowledge, I guess he deserves the death.
Why should we make him a martyr and give him what he wants? Why should we do that?
Why? That's what he deserves.
It's not a matter what he deserves. I'm asking you, why should we? If that's what he wants, why should we give him what he wants? Why should we be in the business of giving him what he wants?
Well, if you look into his religion, that's what he deserved. But if you look at the American constitutional law, it's two different things.
But you still haven't answered my question. You haven't answered my question.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that that's what he deserves.
You know, my question once again is, why should we, collectively as a society, give somebody like him what he wants?
Well, it doesn't matter what he wants or he wants to live or die.
Oh, yeah, it definitely matters what he wants. Why should we give him what he wants?
Well, we're not going on his opinion. We're giving our opinion. You're giving your opinion.
But why should I give him what he wants? Give me one good reason to give him what he wants.
Because he don't deserve to live.
But that's not answering the question. Why should I give him what he wants? He wants to die. Why should I give him what he wants?
Well, he wants to die, let him die.
No, but that's not answering the question. Why should I give him what he wants?
I mean, if you don't want to give him a death, you know, it's up to you. I want him to die.
Okay, well, you know what? You didn't answer my question, but I appreciate you trying. So 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Effective communication, individual accountability, improved morale. The Impact Institute delivers results. Meet Christy Ward, the brainchild of the Impact Institute. She works with individuals and teams who want to learn skills that impact their lives and improve their companies. Improve your life and your company. Go to impactinst.com for a free gift. Get the passion, enthusiasm, and optimism back in your life and your company today. www.impactinst.com. Creating impact through people. One person at a time.
See along the stretch over towards Santa Fe. Also seeing some trouble on the ramp from Calumath onto westbound 6th Avenue. That's closed because of a crash. And I-25, busy ride for you as you head out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown. Around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal and Highway 93 all seeing a slow go. The Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And onto the forecast, going to be a warm one today. Well, a little warmer. Highs close to 50. We're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mornings are hard enough without having to worry about breakfast, which is why McDonald's makes mornings easy with a tasty McGriddle sandwich.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
No out-of-pocket closings. Interest may be tax-deductible, but I'll tell you one thing. The interest on your credit cards certainly are not tax-deductible. You know what? The mortgage store is not there to judge you. They're there to help you. They'll be with you every step of the way. The average family has about $12,000 in credit card debt, and you know you can make those payments, but you know the balance never, never seems to go down. Why is that? Because the rate gets higher. I mean, you might get a low teaser rate for the first 6 months, but then the rate goes up to 14 to 22%. Well, the mortgage store loan consultants can show you how to pay off high interest credit card rates, those high interest credit card balances, auto loans, and combine them into one low monthly payment. So, you know, maybe you made a few mistakes with money, and who hasn't? But you know what? It makes you human, and the mortgage store can help you out. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store will be there on your side every step of the way. Give them a call, 303-423-7171.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
Take a hike, Tiny TV.
So long, lazy laptop.
With Rent-A-Center, you can say good riddance to all that no good stuff. And hello to the latest new merchandise from brands like Sony and Ashley. All with easy payment options like weekly, monthly, and more. No credit needed. Delivery and service included.
Hello, new widescreen.
Rent-A-Center. We make it easy to make it your own.
Service included while you rent in Arkansas. The advertisement is for a rental purchase transaction. No ownership in Minnesota. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com for details.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, Matchpoint, Shop Girl, and Casanova. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
And you can't win if you don't sign up. AM760.net. Do it today. All right. Good to have you along. High today, 46 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. But Jay Marvin along with you here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about immigration as a wedge issue. Republicans in the state of Colorado feel that they can use it against the Democrats. We'll talk to Fred Brown of the Denver Post about it, who wrote an interesting column on Sunday, and then we'll talk to you about it. Right now we're talking about the Massawi trial, and what do you think ought to happen to him? Let's go to Steve in Lakewood. Steve, you're on AM760. Good morning. If I can get... Boy, there we go. Sorry about that, Steve. That number one button seems to always have trouble, but you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, no worries. Yeah, I think he ought to be put down, you know, whether that's what he wants or not. I think he's a carnivore. I think he costs us money to keep him alive. He gets him more press. He gets the jabber about his crazy beliefs. And, you know, I just think it's simple. Put him down. He's like a bad dog that bit somebody, and let's move on.
Well, actually, I don't think that he gets the jabber about his religion. I don't think he actually would get more attention because he would end up locked away in a cell, and basically no one, you know, would know or care about him, and he would be forgotten, forgotten from the scene. Plus, on top of that, if he were to appeal his death sentence, which who knows whether he would or he wouldn't, you can't tell. You know, the appeals process takes usually about 11.5 years and eats up a tremendous amount of money to get it done. And then the third thing is you know what, he wants to be a martyr. So as I asked the last caller, why would you give him what he absolutely wanted instead of giving him something that he doesn't want? Why give him a reward for an alleged bad deed?
It's what he perceives as a reward.
Well, that's all that counts in the end.
No, not really. I mean, what he perceives, what might happen after he dies, none of us really know. I mean, my thing is, I mean, you could say the same about Charles Manson. We didn't give him the death penalty, but he's been on TV. He's been interviewed by, you know, dozens of people. Gets a lot of press time.
The only press time Manson ever gets is usually around parole hearing time. He doesn't get much after that, and his whole thing wasn't he didn't want to become a martyr, which is central and a key to Massawi's belief in the belief of radical Islam. So it gets back to this whole thing of why fulfill his wishes.
Well, yeah, and I guess we just have to agree to disagree. I don't know if I don't believe his wishes are going to be fulfilled, and I don't think anyone in this planet can know for sure if his wishes are fulfilled or not. I just know that he's a carnivore, He preys on human beings. He had knowledge of it, enough knowledge that I believe clip him and move on. I mean, that's all. I mean, I there's probably a lot of disagreements we might have on the death penalty, and I can see that. I don't think we give him any more attention and time than we already have. I mean, that's all I had on that.
Well, the only attention and time he's been given, though, is what he's legally been due. But you're right, we would have disagreements about the death penalty. But I appreciate you calling in, and have a good day.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay, you got it. All right, we'll continue here. We'll talk about immigration as a wedge issue with Fred Brown, and get your opinion about that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. High gasoline prices. Are they the result of market forces or just a ripoff? The president under pressure to reduce the pain at the pump.
I know gas prices are high. You know, there's no magic wand to wave.
White House correspondent Peter Mayer is with us live. Peter, what's going on?
Well, the government's already looking into possible oil market cheating or manipulation as the president prepares to formally announce the investigation about an hour from now. Energy expert Tom Closa predicts it will come up dry.
I don't think you'll find that there's gouging. I think you'll find that the New York and the London markets that value oil every day are sort of carrying the water for the people that produce and refine it.
And the White House has just released a Justice Department statement promising a full focus on detecting and prosecuting any price fixing. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
College is expensive. Even textbook prices are getting out of control. Correspondent Dan Raviv is live with us from Washington, where there have been some efforts to get a handle on the problem.
Well, first, several state legislatures are calling on colleges to promote buyback programs. Students could save a lot getting used books from other kids, and Washington State has ordered its universities to sell textbooks without bundling them with extra study aids that boost the price. At the national level, Congress can't force publishers and bookstores to do this, but the House has passed a bill calling on schools to let students rent or borrow those expensive textbooks. Jim?
President Bush will meet with members of Congress today, both sides of the aisle lobbying for his immigration reform proposals. Now, Mr. Bush was met by protests in Orange County, California yesterday. Some former supporters, Republicans, riled by his proposed guest worker program. An immigration backlash appears to be gaining steam. It's so bad that death threats have been received by some Hispanic California leaders. Governor Schwarzenegger is outraged.
I've asked the district attorneys throughout our state to be vigilant and swift with their actions against those who practice hateful acts and threats against our fellow citizens.
Among those threatened, L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Well, the jury in the Zacharias Moussaoui sentencing trial has resumed deliberation. Should he die or spend the rest of his days behind bars? Correspondent Jim Stewart.
This is a stoic jury, very hard to read. Even when videotapes of people jumping to their deaths at the World Trade Center were replayed, most never blinked, and the betting here is they won't blink on a death sentence either.
Flight 93 is a new motion picture about the heroics of passengers aboard that United jetliner that crashed in Pennsylvania on 9/11.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
What the hell is wrong out there?
May we engage, sir?
This premieres today in New York, but maybe, is it too soon?
I was here when it happened. I think it's the right time. It's been plenty of time since everything has happened.
I saw the first plane, the second plane, people. No, I think it's really too soon.
The film will be released nationwide this Friday. Right now, S&P futures up a point and a half. This is CBS News.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Your beautiful tree, attacked by insects, and the damage isn't pretty. So backed by Bayer's 100 plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Tree and Shrub Insect Control with Merit, the only product to protect your tree for a full 12 months without any spraying. Just mix and pour at the trunk and it's shielded from roots to tops. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Better science, better results.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The snow has mostly moved out of the metro area. CDOT says the drive isn't too bad in the city, but the mountains...
We do still have snow up in the mountains and through Mount Vernon Canyon, so conditions there are what we're worried about.
Chain restrictions for commercial vehicles remain up for eastbound drivers at Floyd Hill. There were numerous minor accidents at overnight. No major crashes have been reported up till the last hour. We do have some stoppage right now on I-270. It's really been kind of a beast on the drive this morning. Storm has left an inch of snow in the grassy areas. Braving that snow and cold, more than 1,000 mourners turned out to remember a student at Horizon High School last night. Junior Devon Knight died early Sunday in a head-on car crash. Candlelight vigil was held last night.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us here tonight.
The crash happened just hours after Knight and 17-year-old Tashina Zorn attended the school prom together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with more on that situation on I-270 with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. Yep, it is a tough ride this morning. Eastbound I-270, close approaching Vasquez. That's because of a crash involving a rolled semi. So we're seeing solid jams back to the turnpike. Then eastbounders on the turnpike forced onto I-25 because the ramp to eastbound I-270 has been closed. And crews have just shut down the ramp from eastbound I-76 onto eastbound I-270. So a real tough ride in that area. 6th Avenue also seeing some trouble this morning, closed in both directions now between Bryant and Calumet because of accidents and icy conditions along that stretch. And I-25, just slow go coming out of the north end, jam solid from 120th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road on down. And then around town, things are crowded on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike, seeing a busy ride eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. And checking out.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperforge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperforge.com.
7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, good morning. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 46, under mostly cloudy skies. And hey, Aaron Lentz of Louisville. You told us that you listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk right now at this time, the Jay Marvin Show. That's why I'm calling your name right now, Aaron Lentz. You have 1 hour to call us and claim a great prize, become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. And if your name isn't Aaron Lentz, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now and sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, $500 worth of gas, and every weekday winner qualifies for a chance to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. This is our way of saying, hey, thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron Lentz, we're waiting for your call. Aaron, you got like an hour. So give us a call. We're looking for yet another winner. All right. Let's go to the phone here. We're going to talk to one of my favorite people, Fred Brown, who is a who is the retired Capitol Bureau Chief for the Denver Post and also a political analyst for Channel 9. And he wrote a column over the weekend called The Immigration Wedge. And, Fred, good morning and welcome back to the program. Nice to have you on.
Good morning, Jay.
In your column, you're talking about how, first of all, the whole immigration, the whole illegal immigration issue, and the whole immigration issue is basically a federal issue, not a state issue, correct?
Well, you know, the federal government is responsible for deciding who gets to be a citizen and border security and a lot of things. The states more or less can't do much except provide the services that the federal government tells them to provide.
So, regardless of really what the state of Colorado does or how many laws are enacted or how much you know, screaming goes on here, it's basically, it falls into the lap of the federal government, and the federal government's basically got to make the last call.
Yeah, that's true. There are some things that state can do, such as a couple of the things that are making their way through the legislature include a bill that establishes a special unit of the state patrol to deal with immigration. Remember that one couple of nights, I think it was overnight March 20th into 21st, when there were a whole lot of vans transporting undocumented migrants or illegal aliens or whatever you want to call them,
right,
into areas to the east and north of Colorado for jobs. What, something like 100 people were involved in vans and SUVs sliding off roads, and 100 were sent back to Mexico. So it's that sort of thing that the state can do, you know, create a unit to deal with that. It can also crack down on employers who employ illegal aliens. And one of the bills increases the fines for producing fake documents to establish citizenship. But other than that, there's not a lot for the big picture that a state can do.
Now, in your column, you talk about how the Republicans believe, in their quest to regain control of the legislature, that they believe that this is a wedge issue that they can use against Democrats. Yet, look at the trouble within the Republican Party over the whole illegal immigration debate. It seems to be that it's ripping the party apart.
It's one of those issues that divides even fiscal conservatives. It's not, you know, there's been somewhat of a division in the Republican Party between social conservatives and fiscal conservatives. This one divides both of those factions. You have on one side the larger corporate interests that say if without a certain amount of illegal immigration or at least temporary workers,
right,
we wouldn't be able to sustain the economy we have. And on the other, you have those who say, yes, but these people are violating the law, and that's intolerable. But, you know, even Democrats are divided on this issue. Dick Lamb, who at least used to be a Democrat, is one of the leaders of the movement to attempt to ban state services to illegal immigrants or those who don't have papers, who are not full citizens. But he concedes that that's unlikely to prevail and should be considered more as a referendum to and a message, a signal to Washington to do something.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Fred Brown, retired Capitol Bureau Chief for the Denver Post and the 9 News political analyst on the line with us here. So how does the Republican Party intend, if they're split up and divided over it, how do they intend to take it and use it as a wedge issue against the Democratic Party in November for a battle for the legislature?
Well, it certainly is a very emotional issue. I suspect that if it works as an issue, those who are on the side of having some kind of temporary worker program will sort of, you know, sit on their hands. But I don't know that we have that as much of a corporate Republican influence in this state as we do the grassroots Republican influence. And the grassroots Republicans, as they like to call themselves, are more opposed to immigration, or especially illegal immigration, than are those who I sometimes refer to as the putting green Republicans.
So they're going to use it, by saying that they're against illegal immigration, that illegal immigrants should be denied services, that illegal immigrants should be deported.
I think what they're going to say is the Democrats in the legislature have not done enough to control immigration.
But the Democrats wheel back and say, well, we do have a plan, and the plan is that we're going to punish employers, that we're going to go after those who provide fake documents, that we're going to go after those who transport illegally illegal immigrants, such as, coyotes, that we have these plans, and this is what we intend to do, and this is within the purview of the state to be able to do these things.
Right. But, the negative attacks seem to work more in politics than positive answers these days.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just because people are, we don't have any outside enemies the way we used to, except for terrorism, which is more of a tactic than it is a place. So we look for things to be angry about, and we get angry at each other. And I think, frankly, part of it is that I heard an interesting talk in Indiana where I was over the weekend, where a very conservative congressman, Mike Pence, is pushing for bills that would make it easier for reporters to protect their sources. And the reason is that he considers the press an ally in his quest to keep government small, because the press is always going after government.
Right. Right. Do you think... Well, I'm looking for a way to ask this question.
Okay.
I'm looking for a way to phrase this here. When you're talking about lack of enemies, we've been through this whole thing with illegal immigrants in our country before. I mean, this is not...
I mean, it goes back to when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. So is this just the latest phase of it? Is this people trying to get political mileage out of it? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, it's both of those things, and I think it's exacerbated by our concerns about terrorism. We think, and with some, I mean, it's logical to think this. If we don't have a border security, who knows who's getting in here?
I think we're all for border security. I don't think you're going to find anybody who's not going to say that they're border security.
I don't think it's that. But it goes beyond that. And part of the argument is that if you don't have services that attract people who are going to sneak in here, then they aren't going to sneak in here. However, if they're intent on, blowing up buildings, they might very well sneak in here.
Then you get to the whole thing about jobs.
Yeah.
I heard Dana Rohrabacher last night. I'm not sure which news show it was on. But anyway, George W. Bush was in Orange County, California, which is his area. Rohrabacher, a congressman, of course, declined to appear with him. And was once again talking about how, Americans will do those jobs if those jobs pay.
Yeah.
But he never tells you how he's going to boost the wages of any of these jobs.
That's an inconsistency in that argument. Also, for years, the Republican Party its stronghold has been small business.
Right.
And a lot of small businesses, particularly those in the construction trades and hospitality, although hospitality is largely taken over by chains, and agriculture, rely on this rather forgiving approach to illegal immigration. Here you are. You have, part of the party essentially going against a significant part of its base.
So what? What's the answer? So you go into a fast food place, and instead of paying $5.15 an hour, or $6 an hour, or $7 or whatever it is, you boost it up.
Yeah.
So that average Americans want that job, but then
you're not going to get a 99-cent hamburger.
Right. And I keep bringing this up, and nobody wants to go down this road. They want to come forward and they want to say, in order to get rid of these people, I will pay for that. But that in the long run, that's not going to wash.
No, I mean, look at the way people approach travel, for goodness sakes. They'll go spend hours trying to save $25 on an airline fare. I mean, they're not going to. And people are just outraged at the price of gasoline, which there are reasons to be outraged at that price, but it's certainly nothing compared to what Europeans pay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. It's a very complicated question that to me doesn't seem to have any answer. But the thing that got me about your column was I'm really interested to see how the Republican Party will use this as a wedge issue against the Democrats and how they'll be able to get away with it when they in their own party can't decide what the hell they want to do.
Yeah. I think the way they way they will try to use it is to say the Democrats aren't doing anything about it. We will. That doesn't...
Even though we can't agree.
No, I don't think you need to be... Unfortunately, you don't need to be very specific in today's politics. I'm a little bit cynical about this.
Fred, you think that's what it is?
Yeah, it could be.
You think you're a tad bit cynical, do you? Oh, as always, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much. What a great column, and look forward to reading you every single Sunday. Thanks for getting up and being on this morning, Fred.
You're welcome, Jay.
All right, appreciate it. There's Fred Brown, retired Capitol Bureau Chief for the Denver Post and 9 News political analyst. You want to weigh in on this, 303-713-7600. I have tried to stay pretty much away, or tried to stay away from the illegal immigrant thing, because we've been carrying on now about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. But there is this new poll out. More than 3/4 of Americans favor allowing illegal immigrants who have spent many years in the United States to apply for citizenship, according to a poll conducted by the CNN, for CNN, by the Opinion Research Group. And I just wonder if any of your opinions about this whole illegal immigrant situation has changed. And then, of course, you've got the other story that's out there hovering around. 50,000 expected an immigration rally. Organizers hope for a large amount at the turnout at the Capitol on Monday as part of a series of events nationwide. 303-713-7600. 719, 19 minutes after 7. Aaron Lentz of Louisville. Aaron, we're still waiting for you to call. You got less than an hour, man. Want to give you a prize and get you qualified to get in that trip for that drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Please, Aaron, if you're out there, you know.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Minutes after 7 o'clock, and I've been talking to you for quite a while about Icon Laser Center, and I've been telling you for quite a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. And some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more. But you know what? That's not true. And what they don't tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. And you see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's no overhead. There's just no overhead. The overhead is just very, very less. And they can pass on that savings directly to you. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what have you just made?
A birdhouse.
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, there's our program.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed.
He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760. Progressive.
Good morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today is 46 under partly cloudy skies. And Aaron Lentz of Louisville, we're still looking for your call. He's got less than an hour now. You got less than an hour now to call in. Aaron Lentz of Louisville, you got less than an hour to call in to win. So get with it, Aaron. We're looking for you. All right, we're talking here about illegal immigration and about this new poll that's out from CNN. More than three-quarters of Americans favor allowing illegal immigrants who have spent many years in the United States to apply for citizenship, according to a poll conducted for CNN by the Opinion Research Group. And the poll released yesterday, 77% of those responding favored allowing illegal immigrants who have worked in the United States for more than 5 years to stay and apply for citizenship if they have a job and pay a fine and back taxes, and 20% said they oppose such a measure. We have another big immigration reform rally, coming up. Organizers are expecting up to 50,000 people to attend a rally at the Capitol coming up on Monday in support of immigrants and immigration reform. The rallies are part of a string of events nationwide. It's being called National Day of Action, and the organizers are calling for supporters to wear white to take time off from work or school if they can. Permits to gather on the steps of the Capitol and in Veterans Park require an estimate for the number of people who might attend. The application initially said 5,000, but was raised Monday just in case, organizers said. And I'm just wondering now, with all of the weeks of deliberation back and forth and everything that's gone on about this, if your opinion has changed, if it remains the same, how you view this, if you see this as being a wedge issue and a politically losing issue for those of us that are progressive and liberal, and I don't, and I don't see it as being a wedge issue at all. But I wonder if you see it as being a wedge issue. 303-713-7600, and I've got three lines open here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Penny in Colorado Springs. Penny, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Penny.
Yes, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Penny. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm with you. I think we should let them stay. I think if they've been here for a while and they're producing members, they're working, they're good people, then there's no reason not to let them stay. I think there's a big difference between the ones who are productive members of society and the ones who are not. And I think that we should define that difference and let them become American citizens. I think we should have the amnesty program.
Yeah, you know, I don't see it as being amnesty. I think it's being earned as citizenship, and I think we ought to... We're going to have to come up with some practical solution. There's no question about it. I wonder if the Republicans will be able to beat us at the polls, though, like they claim they're going to be able to. I wonder if it's a losing proposition for the Democratic Party. I mean, I don't see any problem with going after employers. I don't see any problem with tightening the borders. I don't see any problem at all in doing any of these things. But I'm definitely I'm kind of questionable about a guest worker program, and I'm kind of questionable about other aspects of it, but I'm not for deportation. There's no way about that, because I don't think it's practical and I don't think it'll work. But I wonder if we'll get hit. I wonder if this is going to play at the ballot box, or if the real question at the ballot box is going to be Iraq and gas prices.
Well, you know, I have limited sympathy on the gas price issue, because as you can tell, I'm a naturalized citizen. I come from England. We have a long, long way to go before we come anywhere near prices of gas in England. But I don't think if we can get the Democratic vote out, I don't think it will be a big issue. That's always the trouble, though, is getting it out, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and hopefully we will be able to mobilize the people, a lot of people, and we will be able to get the vote out, and hopefully everybody will go to the polls, and we'll be able to keep control of the state legislature and not let the Republicans use this as a wedge issue and use it to push us around. Penny, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you, Jay. Take care.
Okay, take care of yourself. Thanks. And, the other thing is I thought about this, too. I want to introduce this in this whole myriad of other discussions, other aspects of this discussion. What about outsourcing of jobs? How much has the administration and the Republican Party done to stop the outsourcing of jobs in this country? And maybe we're spending way too much time worrying about undocumented workers and illegal immigrants taking jobs that I sometimes question whether Americans would take them or not. I mean, I really do. Now, I've gotten calls from people in the construction industry who say, well, you know what, we would take those jobs. But this whole thing about this BS that they float around, like Dana Rohrabacher floated around on TV yesterday. Well, Americans will take those jobs if you'll raise those wages. Yeah, but you know what? How? How are you going to raise them? How are you going to make working at a fast food restaurant, working in a hotel chain, doing agricultural work, working, say, for a moving company, I mean, doing lawn work, think of a whole myriad of jobs here that we can all think of. How are you going to make those competitive without having to jack the prices of all of those things up? In other words, there's an unreality about all of this that we just don't want to face. And we're losing good high-tech jobs, too. The good high-tech jobs are leaving the country. But you don't hear many politicians talking about those problems. And there's also certain sectors of the economy that are importing high-tech workers from other countries to work at lower wages, and you don't hear much about that in the mix either. And I wonder if the Republicans are going to be able to beat us at the ballot box with this, use it as a wedge issue. Illegal immigrants, undocumented workers, they're the new enemies. Or if it's going to blow up and backfire on them, and the fact is that they're going to get beat at the ballot box through Iraq, through gasoline prices, and through an immigration problem, which they don't seem to have a workable solution to. One line open at 303-713-7600. Take more of your calls coming up, 730 AM 760, Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic Now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Good news for the drive. Crews have just reopened eastbound I-270 right around Vasquez after that earlier rolled semi. Still seeing real heavy jams back to the Turnpike, and more good news for you, the on-ramps from Highway 36 and I-76 onto eastbound I-270 have also reopened. Now, 6th Avenue, that's been sanded down in both directions between Bryant and Calumet, so that stretch also reopened, but it is still pretty icy, so you want to slow it down. Then on the north end of town, southbound I-25, looking at brake lights from from 120th all the way into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, seeing the usual delays and the Turnpike bunching up eastbound as you make your way from Federal over towards Pecos.
Herbs help this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you too. Fiber to absorb fat, noble cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaido Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Hail Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on AM760.net.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
732, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls coming up here about whether illegal immigration is a wedge issue that the Republicans can beat us at the ballot box with. Rocky's Autos, matching down incentives going on now up to $1,500. And you know what? You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down toward the purchase of your next vehicle. And Rocky's has the largest selection of clean light model used vehicles in all of the Front Range, all of Colorado. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, excuse me, or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they got an extra hour of buying power out there for you, too. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com. Check out the selection. See their TV commercials, of which I just saw one with Gunny Bob and myself in. Whew. Do I really look like that? And you can find out all you need to know at rockysautos.com, or do the better thing, get out there and see them in person. And with great people working out there, all dedicated to make your buying experience absolutely a good one. Guys like the Alshires, Tom and Marv out there, and Spanky, and Gerard Menard, and so many good people working out of Rockies out there to help you out. They've got a knowledgeable sales staff that is passionate about the cars and will try to help you find the right vehicle for you. And you know what? You just can't lose at Rockies Autos. Mary and I have been buying there since 1997, and we keep buying again and again. Why? Because we get such good deals. And you know what? You will, too. It's the best place to get the best bang for your buck. Rockies Autos. Been in business 25 years, coming up on 25 years, family-owned and operated since 1982. See out there at Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Can't miss them. Big sign right out there in front, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The initial window testing program was not completed because the program ran out of money. Thermal Advantage will take out all your old existing windows and install brand new state-of-the-art windows. Thermal Advantage is looking to prove that these new windows will save homeowners 50% on their energy bills. They realize that there will be more homeowners wanting to get in on the program than there will be availability. So call right away. Thermal Advantage, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You know, our small business owners are not document checkers. These are people trying to get ahead, and it's impossible to... It's impossible to really affect the enforcement of our laws.
All right, there's Bush speaking in Orange County, California yesterday about immigration. 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. 46, mostly cloudy skies. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Can the Republicans use this as a wedge issue, both in the state of Colorado and also across this country, to try to beat us at the ballot box, or are they themselves so torn up by it that they don't have any solutions on how to fix the problem or any workable solutions? And I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Aaron Lentz of Louisville, we're still looking for you. You got less than an hour now to call in and claim your prize and then get registered to win that, become eligible to win that Grand Eco Prize, the Grand Prize Eco trip to Costa Rica and Crocodile Bay Lodge. All right, let's get back on the phones here. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. Bob in Lone Tree. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay. I think one of the things you've got to remember here is the Republicans have been using wedge issues since Nixon was in office. And they basically function on a fear level. And so if they can find an issue that they think people are afraid of, then they're there. Now, so I think they're definitely going to use it as a wedge issue.
Do you think people are scared of illegal immigrants?
I don't think they're scared of the immigrants. I think they're scared of the effect they have on the economy and whether people can get jobs or not get jobs, or... You know, the fact that they may or may not be paying taxes, and so it pisses them off. You know, it's the whole gamut of, you know, using hatred and fear and you know, the differences between them and us and how you look at that. I mean, there's a whole myriad of issues here that just jump off the page. And, I mean, the Republicans don't use intelligence and intellectual discussion against particular issues. They're looking for emotion. They just want to piss people off. And as long as they can run with, the pro-Christian family stuff and say, well, this is against that and this is against this, you know, they can use it any way they want to. And I think they will try to use it as a wedge issue because they don't have anything else to bring to the table.
Well, they certainly are in a lot of trouble. I mean, Bush's, public opinion poll, it's the latest one shows him down now to 32%.
Can
he get any lower?
Well, if he can, I don't think we want a president that's there. But I don't want the president that's there now. So, you know, I just want the Democrats to jump in here and take a hold of it and take a stand. We're staying too mushy on this whole issue, and we have to stop it.
All right, how would you like us to respond? I mean, to me, I would like us to say the following: we go after the people who hire illegal immigrants knowingly. Okay. I mean, that's one point right there. Okay, we go after them.
Jay, let me ask you a question. Wasn't there a federal law that was put through, I don't remember, 5 or 10 years ago that said anybody who got hired in the United States had to show a Social Security number?
Yes.
Whatever happened to that law?
Well, you've got people selling people fake documents, and you've got a lot of that stuff going on. And by the way, that's not immigrant crime. That's white collar crime that's going on out there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We say we're against this and we say we're against that, but the majority of these small business owners, they're all breaking the law. And why are we putting them in jail? You know, if we stop those people from doing what they're doing, the illegal immigrants wouldn't have any place to work.
But you know what, it's all, you know, but then you go after the small business guy. I mean, the small businessman and small businesswoman are just trying to make it through. You know what it amounts, what it seems like to me is that this whole thing, you know what, that illegal immigrants are like oil, okay? It is so integrated into our culture and into our economy that it is not easily rooted out, nor is it easily stopped, and nobody seems to have a really good plan that satisfies everybody, although I'm for the Kennedy McCain idea, but not everybody is satisfied with that idea. Just like in the asphalt that you're driving on, it takes oil to make asphalt. I mean, we have fossil fuel in just about everything that we use, and there's so much labor that's covered by illegal immigrants, and this whole thing about, Americans will do those jobs. Okay, that's right. You want to know something? You want to say, Bob, you and I are going to quit our jobs tomorrow so that we can go and get a job as busboys at a pizza joint.
Well, Jay, I'm a chemical engineer. I actually work in the oil industry. And the fact of the matter is that I'm not against guys working and getting paid whatever they're paid is. But the issue for me is that it's all competition. And the fact of the matter is if everybody had to pay higher wages to people to do these quote-unquote crappy low-end jobs, then the business owners wouldn't be affected by it because everybody would be paying them. The problem is if we don't enforce it, then the only people who are paying them are the people who do it on their own. And you know damn well they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're shooting ourselves in the foot. Tell these people you got to pay them $10 an hour. But the Republicans have fought increasing the minimum wage for the last eon. So,
oh, yeah, and they don't, you're right, and they don't want to have anything to say about it. Not one Republican has come forward during this entire debate and has talked about raising the minimum wage.
It'll never happen. It'll never happen. And so as long as it doesn't happen, we're basically stuck. We can't get there from here. You know, it's insane when you think about it. And you know, this business with the oil companies and stuff, it's the same thing. The country doesn't pay attention to what's going on, and they just try to focus on one little tidbit of the problem and then get pissed. You can't do it that way.
Yeah.
It's got to be an intellectual response, and the Republicans haven't had an intellectual response in 30 years. So, as far as I'm concerned, the only ones who are going to do this are going to be the Democrats, And you got to make people understand that these aren't just emotional issues. They have to have solutions. And we're not coming up with solutions.
Very well said, Bob. Thanks, man. Great call. Drive safe.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Good call. Good call. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron Lentz of Louisville. Well, I'm starting to get worried here, Aaron. We're looking for your call. You said you listened to my show here on AM 760 Progressive Talk right about this time. So I'm calling your name right now. I want to give you a prize and want to get you qualified in for that eco trip. Come on, Aaron. Step up, man. It's your turn. All right. Dwayne, David, Vince, the rest of you all hanging on. We'll get to your calls coming up. Thank you so much for being part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if you haven't signed up to get into the drawing for this eco trip to Costa Rica, do so now at am760.net.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are struggling this morning. Want to give yourself plenty of time. Eastbound I-270 closed approaching Vasquez. That's because of this crash involving a rolled semi. So we're seeing solid jams back to the turnpike. Then eastbounders on Highway 36. Well, you're forced onto southbound I-25 as they've closed the ramp onto eastbound I-270. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, also going to see a tough ride. Eastbound 6th Avenue closed between Bryant and Kalamath. Have multiple accidents in that area and rail slick along that stretch. Also seeing a closure with the ramp from Kalamath onto westbound 6th Avenue because of a crash there. I-25, solid jam coming out of Thornton, North Glen, right into downtown and through T-Rex up on 225, bunching up as you head down toward the tech center. Onto the forecast, should be a little warmer today. Highs close to 50. We're at 29 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's National Donate Life Month, and Donor Alliance wants to get you involved. Share your decision to be an organ and tissue donor with your...
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Spa, bridging heaven and earth. Just 30 minutes west of Boulder. Goldlake.com.
7:45, 50 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. The average family in this country is about $12,000 in credit card debt. Now, you can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down, and we have all been there. Rates are not low on credit cards, and you might get a low teaser rate for the first 6 months, but then the rate goes up to 14 to 22%. The Mortgage Store Loan Consultants can show you how to pay off high-interest credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into one low monthly payment, giving you plenty of breathing room. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Now, we've all made mistakes with money, and you know we've all been had a little bit of trouble here and there with credit cards. But if you're human, I mean, we all go through this. The Mortgage Store can help you out. And if you're a homeowner, here comes the Mortgage Store with a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. So call them now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store can save you money. And you know what? They're with you every step of the way, from the first phone call to the very last closing day. And they're open evenings 8 until and on Saturdays, too. So they've got good flexible hours. They're fast. They're easy. And you know something? You can call today for a free credit analysis. It doesn't cost a cent. Get approval on the phone right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and once again, interest may be tax-deductible, but the interest on your credit card certainly are not. So call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Your chances of being in a drunk driving crash are 1 in 250. Your chances of dying, 1 in 65. So when you survive, you hear it a lot. You're lucky to be alive. Lucky because you beat the odds. Thing is, the odds beat back. Try losing 1 in 3 children, 1 in 2 arms or legs, 3 in 4 months at the office, 4 in 5 days to depression, 2 out of 3 dreams or nightmares, 5 of 6 letters or bills. And if 1 of 12 jurors has had a bad day, the driver who hurt you goes free. 1 in 4 marriages breaks from the strain. 2 out of 5 friends avoid you. And the odds are good that the ones who don't will tell you how lucky you are.
Until you've survived a drunk driving crash, you can't understand the impact. MAD Victim Services advocates are crash survivors themselves, uniquely equipped to help with emotional, legal, and financial guidance. Call 877-MAD-HELP.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord.
We've got a challenge for you.
We call it the DirecTV Challenge.
Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month.
We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV.
And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff.
Yes, I said free stuff.
Like a 4-room DirecTV system with standard installation free.
3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free.
Why, even a free DVR.
Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call.
But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call.
We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Stuffing human beings in the back of trucks because there come people are coming to do jobs Americans won't do. They're putting people out in the desert. We've lost a lot of people. A lot of decent, hardworking people.
Well, there's George Bush in Orange County, California yesterday, where he met some protesters and were not happy with his position about immigration. 7:49, 11 minutes in front of, 8 o'clock. High today, 46, mostly cloudy skies. The heck, I was always going to say in front of 10 o'clock. Show's not over that quick. All right, we're talking here about immigration as a wedge issue, and let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to David in Castle Rock. David, hi, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Jay, great show as usual.
Thanks.
Jay, I'm a conservative Democrat. I own a mortgage and real estate brokerage. And one of the things I realize about America is that America spends like a rock star. But there's a vacuum of leadership in Washington. George Bush couldn't balance a budget to save his life. If you don't have a president who can provide accountable leadership, there's no way he will propose a solution to this immigration problem because, first of all, he can't balance a budget. He led us into a war on a bunch of lies. And I hear him on TV about immigration, and really, I think he feels for the Mexican people. I think he has a good heart on this. But since there's no leadership, there'll be no consensus. And until we have someone in the Democratic Party who has a concrete plan to solve this immigration problem, this vacuum of leadership at both the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party will allow this problem to fester. My wife went through the green card process, and it was a pain. And I kind of feel like, well, if we went through it, you know, and other people can skirt around it, then that kind of stinks. But then I see how bad.
Oh, did we lose his call? You there? Oh, we lost him. We lost him, which is too bad because he brought up some really good points. You know, number one, the first point he hit on, which is Bush's approval rating, down around 33 or 32%. Anything, and this goes back yesterday to the discussions I was having with people here in the last hour. Anything this president tries to sell, anything George W. Bush tries to sell, from an immigration plan to a way out of Iraq to the situation with Iran to gas prices to any of those things, he's going to run into trouble because there are people like this last caller out there who don't believe anything he has to say, his credibility is in tatters, and they reject anything he says because they think they're being sold something. That's number one. Number two, yeah, we got to come up with a workable alternative to this problem. We definitely have to fix this thing. And the Democrats do have plans on what to do. Most support the Kennedy-McCain situation. But what the caller said in the beginning about Bush is so quintessential. Because the guy can't get anything done because nobody agrees with him. Nobody. Nobody. You know what it is? It isn't agrees with him. Let me rephrase that. Nobody trusts him. Do you trust him? Ask yourself for a second. Do you trust this guy? And even conservative Republicans are beginning not to trust him. All right, do we have Aaron Lentz on the phone? We do? Oh, man. Aaron, is this you? Aaron.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man, I got you. You're a winner.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you know what? You're more than welcome, and it's good to have you listening to the program. And you know now that your name is in to be drawn, you're eligible to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lodge, and we certainly hope you go. And then the other thing is, you just won breakfast with me and Al Franken from AM 760 Progressive Talk, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to be educated by you guys.
Ah, I don't know about that. Be educated by Al. I'll just have to watch and make sure I don't spill anything on myself. But yeah. we should have ourselves a great time. Did you hear me call your name, Aaron, or did somebody tell you I was calling it?
Actually, my lovely postman called me. We get along so well, and we know each other just through talking politics and know that we listen to this program. So he was nice enough to call me up because I was running around with my kids this morning.
Oh, wow. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Well, Aaron, I look forward to seeing you at the breakfast. My fingers are crossed, man. Good luck, and hope you end up in Costa Rica. And I thank you so much for listening to the program. And thank your postal buddy, too.
Will do. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. There's Aaron Lentz. Aaron Lentz, this morning's winner. Yeah, man. I got me another winner. All right. Back to the telephones here, and we go to Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
All right.
I think the immigration issue has its wedge characteristics for both parties. For the left, or progressives, the wedge is based on the fact that I think that, first of all, there's a significant portion of us who believe in open borders. And you see that reported. You see that in commentary. They see that the borders ought to be wide open.
Who on the left and the progressive side believes in open borders? I've never heard anybody.
I can start with a group close to my heart, and I'm not being facetious, the Lawyers Guild. They have a position that we ought to have just flat open borders. And you see among the comments reported in the press, and I'm always a little skeptical about that, among the demonstrators,
But you can't assume you can't assume all the demonstrators that are a part of the progressive left or liberals.
Well, I understand that. But among the demonstrators, they're among those who are going to be out on May 1st and have been out in the past. There's a strong, there's a strong movement for open borders. I don't, as a progressive, support open borders. Period. And we on the left have got to decide. And I've been trying over at progressiveactionnow.com to get a debate going over whether we ought to have open borders or not. And everybody shies away from it.
Well, I don't think we should shy away from it. I don't think we can have open borders. I don't think it's practical. I certainly don't think it's practical post 9/11. But I just am not aware of that many. I mean, in most of the progressive liberal publications that I take, and most of the blogs and websites I look at, very few people are on there advocating for open borders. And I also think it's a mistake to even think that the people who will be involved, for instance, the 50,000 are expected at the next immigration rally on Monday. I think it's a mistake to even assume that you don't know what political stripe or where their feelings lie. You don't know whether they're with us or they have no political feelings at all. You just don't know. But I don't hear a lot of outspoken people, liberals and people on the left talking about open borders.
Well, I think you need to go look again because I've run across it.
Well, I mean, you've given me the Lawyers Guild, but who else?
Well, I have to get back on my internet site because I save all of those and I take a look at them. The second thing, I would respectfully disagree with your position about employers. Actually, I'd be more stringent than you are. I would have recommend, and this is something McCain-Kennedy doesn't do, and one of the problems I oppose McCain-Kennedy, it is no significant improvement over the existing system. The existing system regarding employers is broken. We need to adopt a system much like the Securities and Exchange Commission. On one level, we have civil penalties that can be handled administratively. Stiff civil penalties, and it's a strict liability offense based on a real verification system. And the only defense an employer would have to hiring an illegal alien would be that I use the verification system, and here's the documents that show that this person was reported to me as legal.
All right, I hate to cut you off. I'd love to continue this conversation with you, and you can call back after 9 o'clock, and we can get back into it. But I'm beginning to run out of time, and I got Barbara O'Brien coming up next, who's running for lieutenant governor, so we're going to talk to her, and then I'll open the phones.
A man gives a woman flowers. What does this mean? He loves me? He's up to something. You each experience a different reaction based on your history. Your beliefs determine how you respond. Your beliefs also determine how you respond to customers, clients, or patients. Let the Impact Institute align your people's beliefs with the goals of the company. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people. One person at a time.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
It's to the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, a move to put more oil on the market amid skyrocketing prices. People are fed up.
It should be some government intervention someplace. This is ridiculous.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. As the president outlines his response to the oil price squeeze, the government stepping up efforts to check for any gouging. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say they have substantially increased an investigation into any market manipulation. Federal agencies are urging local governments to enforce their own laws against any violations by the oil industry.
Janice Wright of KCBS has been out talking to motorists in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Drivers are now paying $3.19 for regular.
Try not to worry about it. I mean, I got to drive.
Drivers don't get it. They're angry, but they don't necessarily think the government should be stepping in.
I choose to drive a car that gets lousy mileage. Therefore, I pay the price.
Others, like those who drive for a living, though, don't have much choice.
Oil prices up 44 cents a barrel this morning. President Bush will be lobbying members of Congress today on his immigration reforms. Day two of jury deliberations in the Zacharias Moussaoui sentencing trial. Still no claims of responsibility in the triple bombing in the Egyptian Sinai resort of Dahab that killed at least 24. Three arrests have been made. It's unclear who the suspects are.
I'm Robert Berger in Dahab, Egypt, where merchants are trying to put their shattered stores back together after the triple bombing here. Workers are cleaning blood off the sidewalks as bewildered tourists look on.
Iran is once again thumbing its nose at the UN Security Council demand to suspend uranium enrichment. Tehran's top nuclear negotiator threatening to stop cooperation with UN inspectors. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
The message is, if you push us, we are going to take our program underground, stop cooperating with the West, and tell the developing countries around us what we know about nuclear technology, share it with them.
More people in rehab. New federal data show more abusers of prescription drugs, methamphetamine, and marijuana going into drug treatment. Mark Weber of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
If we were to expand this scope to the people who don't even recognize they have a problem, we would have a tremendous need beyond what our current capacity is.
Weber says in many cases these aren't people who think they need help. They're just going into rehab to stay out of jail. A 16-year-old Puyallup, Washington boy has been arrested. A classmate of Rogers High says he was charged with planning to shoot up his high school.
It's pretty sad that, you know, people feel that they have to resort to violence for, you know, feeling like they're not accepted and they should be able to talk to someone. It's pretty scary that they weren't able to do that.
Brian Michael Evans was arrested after his school's ROTC commander uncovered the plot and called in sheriff's deputies. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The snow has mostly moved out of the metro area. CDOT says the drive isn't too bad in the city, but the mountains...
We do still have snow up in the mountains and through Mount Vernon Canyon, so conditions there are what we're worried about.
Chain restrictions for commercial vehicles remain up for eastbound drivers at Floyd Hill. There were numerous minor accidents at overnight. No major crashes have been reported up till the last hour. We do have some stoppage right now on I-270. It's really been kind of a beast on the drive this morning. Storm has left an inch of snow in the grassy areas. Braving that snow and cold, more than 1,000 mourners turned out to remember a student at Horizon High School last night. Junior Devon Knight died early Sunday in a head-on car crash. Candlelight vigil was held last night.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us here tonight.
The crash happened just hours after Knight and 17-year-old Tashina Zorn attended the school prom together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with more on that situation on I-270 with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. Tough ride this morning. The good news is earlier accidents have been cleared. Still seeing pretty heavy jams. He's found I-270 from the Turnpike over towards Vasquez. Stop on 225, loaded up from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and on the north end, stop on I-25. Still a bit sticky from 120th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, I-70 slows eastbound between Sheridan and Colorado Boulevard around town. It's a slick ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, so you want to take it slow. And the Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Westbounders looking at brake lights from McCaslin over toward Table Mesa. Now, checking out the forecast, cloudy and cold now. Should warm up today with highs in the 50s. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
The following contains the naked truth on car shopping and incredible savings. Listener attention is advised.
Now at AutoSmart, you can save thousands on a barely pre-driven vehicle. Get a low-mileage 05 or 06 model still under factory warranty, plus top dollar for your trade-in and on-the-spot financing. Why buy new when you can buy AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet on Smith Road? Check their newspaper ad, buyautosmart.com, or call 303-321-7991. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 46, mostly cloudy skies. And it's good to have you along here this morning. Don't forget, You want to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, Crocodile Bay Lodge. You got to sign up now at am760.net. We got a winner again today. Certainly did. Aaron Lentz of Louisville. Been getting a winner every single morning. Just makes my day. All right, let's say hello to the next lieutenant governor of the state of Colorado, Barbara O'Brien, on the line. And, Barbara, it's good to have you on. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning.
Let's start. I'm going to start out with a story this morning that was in the Denver Post this morning, that Bill Owens, saying Colorado's air quality is improving. Governor Bill Owens on Monday vetoed a bill giving the State Air Quality Commission the power to adopt air quality standards tougher than federal pollution rules. Owens said that House Bill 1309 would also hurt some businesses if Colorado adopted air quality regulations that weren't uniform with federal rules. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know why Colorado always has to be behind a lot of other states that take their own destiny into their own hands. I mean, lots of states are saying if the federal government isn't going to act, we can at least protect the quality of our land and water. So I think he's out of step with what Coloradans want, and we're going to fix that.
Yeah, you know what? Thank God he's going to be leaving office. I mean, this and the junk food thing, too, was something else that blew me away about the snack food veto, that talking about how schools should have local control. But then again, if it's something that he's interested in, he never has any trouble getting involved locally, does he?
No, it's really pretty weird. I think it was Alice Madden who said they like local control when they like it, and when they don't, they don't. I mean, it's not based on any kind of standard principle they can touch base with.
Well, what about the school systems in Colorado? I asked Bill Ritter about this, and I'll ask you about it, about improving the quality of schools. As you know, public education, you know, gets beat up by just about everybody, and it isn't like the old days where, you know, you had faith in public education, and the public education was something to be honored. How are we going to put Colorado schools back on track, if indeed they need to be put back on track?
You know, I think one of the problems, the things that make this really hard to deal with, is that we take a very broad brush, and when we talk about fixing public education, we make it sound like all schools and all districts. And I actually struggled with this a lot when I was running the Colorado Children's Campaign. There are a lot of really good school districts and schools in Colorado. And that's one of the reasons we have such, you know, when we have national tests, our kids usually perform above average. And yet when we look at individual districts that really have some challenges, like Denver, we take those and assume that their problems apply to the whole state. And it's just not true. There are some serious, deep problems in some of the urban school districts, and in some of the rural ones that are so far away from any of the resources they need that they can't get their kids ready for college. But you look at most suburban school districts, and kids can get an excellent education there. So I think we've got to be really careful about this broad brush when we talk about the schools.
So what do we do about the urban schools that underperform, and about the rural schools that are so far out there that they too are having trouble? What do we need to do to turn them around?
Well, I'll take the easy one first, and I think the easier one is the rural school districts. There's so much we could do with technology. They can't afford it on their own, but if the state would make some investments in making sure that they had remote learning opportunities and distance learning, and if they could have visiting speakers and, you know, special help for teachers who want to come back in and upgrade their knowledge of their subject area, I think that's the support the rural districts need. When we get to urban schools, frankly, Jay, nobody knows exactly what to do. I mean, so many different reforms have been tried, but I still believe that somehow making high school education for urban kids more personal, smaller, less anonymous is going to go a long way to making kids feel that if they start to get into trouble or they can't do their schoolwork, there's someone they can turn to for help rather than falling through the cracks.
How much this comes from home? How much this comes from parental support at home and the desire and the push to get a good education and to eventually get out into the workplace and get a good job?
I've never met a parent yet who didn't want their kids to do well in school. I think there are a lot of parents who don't know how to make that happen. and they don't know that you have to turn the TV off at night when kids are doing their homework. And if they're not turning in their homework and they hear from a teacher, they don't let the kids go out and hang out with their friends. I mean, I think a lot of parents do need help understanding the important role that they play. But all of that being said, there are individual schools all over the country that are overcoming the barriers of home. And we've got a school right here in Denver. It's the Denver High School of Science and Technology that is absolutely defying all the odds in teaching math and science to urban kids.
Let me switch gears here with you a little bit. 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 on the AM 760 Progressive Talk. Barbara O'Brien, the next lieutenant governor, on the line. Fred Brown, I talked to him earlier. He had an article in the Denver Post over the weekend about the immigration wedge and about the Republicans using immigration as a wedge against us, progressives, liberals, and Democrats. How do you react to that?
Well, I think they've mastered that. I think it's a political art. And I think part of the challenge for Democrats is to hold true to our principles and not get sucked into fighting these wedge issues on their turf. And we have to be for something. And I think everybody wants safe borders. I mean, that's not a debatable issue. And I think we stand for some kind of compassionate solution to this. You know, it is on people's minds. They are worried about it. But we don't need to take a sledgehammer to people's lives in trying to fix something that wasn't a crisis 2 years ago. Now it's, you know, in front of all of us. But is it any worse now than 2 years ago? So why are we all so upset? So I think finding a logical, rational way to keep our borders safe and figure out what to do about illegal immigration in a way that has a future for our country, our workforce, our neighbors to the north and south, a big picture view.
So if I were to come to you and I were to say, Lieutenant Governor, this is what I want you to do. I mean, I'm the governor. I want you to fix this. I want you to head a task force. I want you to straighten this out. What would you recommend?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is that we get a very vocal voice at the federal level, because this is basically a federal problem. Borders are something the federal government takes care of. But what Bill and I have been talking and listening to other people about is there's a whole lot we could do as a state to make it easier for employers to find out if they're hiring illegal people or not. And, you know, papers are easy to forge these days. So if there are going to be sanctions for employers, we have to make it as easy as possible for employers to make sure they're hiring people with good papers and not forged papers. And then I think we need to take a look at sort of, if Congress says we have to educate kids and we have to provide emergency health care, then not giving in to some of these cheap symbols that I think is going to be on the ballot and talk about taking services away. There are very few services that go to illegal immigrants. But if we're going to have, from my perspective, kids growing up here, I'd much rather have educated kids who can hold a good job than angry, ignorant kids at the margins of society. We see what happens when kids grow up like that. They become very angry, sometimes violent members of a community.
You know, there's a new poll out, a CNN poll out through the Opinion Research Corporation that says that Bush is that only one-third that his approval rating slides again, that only one-third say he's handling his job well. If you end up facing somebody like Bob Beaupre, who has voted with Bush 90 to 95% of the time, you going to use this against him?
Well, it's part of a whole mindset. I mean, if you don't really value government, and if you don't value the way people come together to organize, you know, the things that we share, our roads or immigration service or whatever, then you don't care about just sticking cronies into positions. He did not stand up for Colorado. And, you know, for 4 years at the Children's Campaign, we tried to get him not to vote with all the Bush budget cuts because we were in a world of hurt here at home as our economy dipped down and we were having to make our own cuts. And we really needed services for kids and a safety net. And he was just lockstep with that administration and, as far as I could tell, absolutely indifferent to the pain a lot of people were feeling here at home. So I don't think he's proven that he pays that much attention to what real life is like back here.
Barbara, it's a pleasure to have you on, and if people want to contribute to the campaign, as I've done and others have done, go to RitterForGovernor.com. Barbara O'Brien, the next lieutenant governor of the state of Colorado, thank you, and I hope you'll come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
All right, there she is, Barbara O'Brien. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9 o'clock, it's time for Media Matters for America with Jameson Fosier. It's my weekly segment with Media Matters. I consider one of the best segments on talk radio. Meanwhile, until that time, if you want to go back to the immigration as a wedge issue discussion, you can do that at 303-713-7600. If you want to get in and talk about gas prices, you can do that as well. George W. Bush giving a speech now about gas prices. Yeah. You know what I want to ask about him, which the last caller in immigration brought this up about Bush, started to bring it up. You know, with Bush's poll numbers, I mean, do you believe anything that the guy says? Does he have any credibility left whatsoever on anything? On anything? Now he's not talking about gas prices. Because this is, this is now in a poll showed to be third in importance behind Iraq and illegal immigration. Is now gas prices. So he's out talking about that. So if you want to talk about gas prices, if you want to get back into the whole illegal immigration discussion.
Honey, there's water coming out of the basement floor.
This doesn't have to ruin your day. Why pay more to a chain company when local professionals can assist you with free estimates over the phone and 24-hour service? TKO Drains, a family-owned company that specializes in taking care of all your plumbing needs, including emergencies, repairs, video inspections, and remodeling. Call TKO Drains at 720-266-4916 or click on the banner in your media player now for your free estimate.
South on I-25, bit slow from 120th right into downtown and through T-Rex and I-70. Looking at brake lights eastbound from Sheridan over towards Colorado Boulevard. Eastbound 6th Avenue was closed earlier, but that too is reopened between Bryant and Kalamath. And checking out the forecast, cloudy and cold out now. Should warm up this afternoon with highs close to 50. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with. Learn about key mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit at key.com. Subject to credit approval, KeyBank. Achieve anything.
The initial window testing program was not completed because the program ran out of money. Thermal Advantage will take out all your old existing windows and install brand new state-of-the-art windows. Thermal Advantage is looking to prove that these new windows will save homeowners 50% on their energy bills. They realize that there will be more homeowners wanting to get in on the program than there will be availability. So call right away. Thermal Advantage, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
819, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, why is it when you need to have work done on your home, it's so difficult to find reliable people? This is just something that I really don't understand. Let me tell you about a great company that you can trust and that does an excellent job. It's XL Roofing. Now, their number is 303-761-6400. These guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. Now, that's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't give the cash up front. And these guys offer some very progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will help keep your house cooler in the summer. And how about solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? You know, when Tom Martino needed a roof, he used XL Roofing. So you've got to know that they know what they're doing. If putting a new roof on Tom Martino's house is what they did, you know that they got it right. So get off your half moons, call Excel 303-761-6400 or go to their website, excelroofing.com.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what have you just made?
A birdhouse.
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time varies by program.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 46, mostly cloudy skies. 303-713-7600. And we got Media Matters for America coming up right after 9 o'clock. Until then, the phone lines are open, and there's so much here to cover, and there's so much to get in, and there's just not enough time. We've got an 8th general who has come forward now, and called for Rumsfeld's resignation. Fox News, of all places, is reporting that the 8th general has called for Rumsfeld's resignation. This is retired Marine General Paul Van Ripper. Said he constantly talks with many active duty and retired senior officers who share his feelings that Secretary Rumsfeld has not fought the war in Iraq competently. He told Fox that Rumsfeld has run the Pentagon through intimidation and that a change in leadership is needed. He said, if this is a leader is not capable of doing it now, going in excess of 5 years, has not demonstrated that he is, then perhaps it's time to find a new one. If I was president, I would have relieved him 3 years ago. President Bush said today that he tried to avoid war with Iraq diplomatically to the max. Speaking to a business group in Irvine, California, he admitted mistakes were made in the planning for the Iraq invasion. But he defended the troop level, saying it was the troop level necessary to do the job, and he would commit the same number if given a second chance. The remarks came as another former general, which I just gave you his name, came forward to call for Rumsfeld's dismissal. Bush also explained, listen to this, Bush also explained in unusually stark terms how his belief in God influences his foreign policy. I base a lot of my foreign policy decisions on some things that I think are true, he said. One, I believe, is that there's an Almighty. And secondly, I believe that one of the great gifts of the Almighty is the desire in everybody's soul, regardless of what you look like or where you live, to be free. I believe liberty is universal. I believe people want to be free. And I know that democracies do not war with each other. And, of course, a new CNN poll shows Bush down to about 32%. Does that scare anybody when he brings in that whole thing about belief in God and God and foreign policy? Is that my old secular self coming through here this morning when it comes to that? A former Iranian ambassador and Islamic Republic insider has provided intriguing details to Asia Times Online about U.S. covert operations inside Iran aimed at destabilizing the country and toppling the regime, or preparing for an American attack. The Iranian government knows and is aware of such infiltration. It means that the Iranian government has identified them, covert operatives, but for some reason does not want to show this, said the former diplomat on condition of anonymity. Speaking in Tehran, the ex-foreign ministry official said the agents being used by the U.S. were originally Iranians and not Americans, possibly recruited in the United States or through U.S. embassies in Dubai or Ankara. He also warned that such actions will endanger some restrictions. Both sides will certainly do something, he said, in a reference to Iran's capabilities to stir up trouble in neighboring Iraq and Afghanistan for occupying U.S. troops there. And, of course, veteran U.S. journalist Seymour Hersh wrote in a much-discussed recent article in the New Yorker magazine that the administration of George W. Bush has increased clandestine activities inside Iran and intensified planning for a possible major attack as the crisis with Iran over nuclear programs escalate. And I'm just going through stuff here this morning. Oh, and here's something else that we had on a couple of weeks ago. Two Republicans, the New Hampshire phone jamming incident. Is an isolated case of political dirty tricks that took place more than 3 years ago. To Democrats, it's a scandal with that echoes Watergate and that may reach all the way to the White House. Republican leaders are facing questions stemming from a criminal case involving efforts to suppress voter turnout in a U.S. Senate election in the state in 2002. Republican John Sununu won that race over Democrat Gene Shaheen, helping Republicans retake control of the Senate. The facts, on the surface at least, are suspicious. Dozens of phone calls to the White House by a man later convicted in the case, the National Republican Party agreeing to pay $2.5 million in legal bills. Now, why do you think the National Republican Party decided to do this? Why are they paying this guy's legal bills for phones that were jammed on Election Day? Not only of Democrats' phones, but of a firefighters group. In the first U.S. congressional election since September 11th attacks, Democrats say that disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff may have also been involved. And Democrats are trying to seek an answer. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont and Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts wrote U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez on April 20th, seeking information on any links Abramoff or the White House may have had to the phone jamming incident. And, of course, what do the Republicans say? Well, the Democrats are trying to stir crap up. Yeah, but I think that the Republicans ought to answer as to why they paid the legal fees of $2.5 million for this guy that was involved in this. And as you might remember, we had people from New Hampshire on here to talk about this. And finally, this fired CIA agent. Mary O. McCarthy said yesterday, the lawyer representing her said his client did not leak any classified information and did not disclose to Washington Post reporter Dana Priest, the existence of secret CIA-run prisons in Eastern Europe for supported terrorists. A statement by Ty Cobb, a lawyer in the Washington office of Hogan and Hartson, who said he was speaking for McCarthy, came on the same day that the senior intelligence official said the agency is not asserting that a senior intelligence official said the agency is not asserting that McCarthy was a key source of Priest's award-winning articles last year disclosing the agency's secret prisons. McCarthy was fired because the CIA concluded that she had undisclosed contacts with journalists, including Priest, in violation of security agreement. This does not mean that she revealed the existence of the prisons to Priest, Cobb said. Cobb said that McCarthy, who worked in the CIA Inspector General's office, did not have access to the information she is accused of leaking. Something about this sounds a little phony, and we're going to try to get Larry Johnson on, former CIA agent, to talk about this whole case, about the witch hunt that's going on in the agency in lieu of these leaks. All right, 303-713-7600. I've got one line open, and we'll go to your calls here on Bush and religion, on immigration, on gas prices, on anything and any place that you want to go. If you want to talk about Bush's approval rating now, down to 32%, and whether, there are those out there who believe that his sinking poll numbers are linked to his immigration policy. I maintain they're linked to Iraq and gas. But, hey, you know what? It's your opinion. Let me know what you think. One line open at 303-713-7600, 830 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic Now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Tough ride this morning. More trouble for eastbound I-270 and westbound as well, as we have a truck now stuck in the median just across from the oil refineries between York and Vasquez, so that's causing jams in both directions. People looking on to see what's going on there. Now, just getting word of an accident westbound E-470. This one's sitting on the ramp to northbound I-25, so seeing some bunching behind that. Then on the north end of town, southbound I-25, still loaded up from 120th right into downtown, and we bunch up in both directions through T-Rex. Have a car fire working. This one on the ramp from westbound I-70 onto Kipling, and watch for debris on the highway northbound. Highway 287 right around Mineral. Looks like we have a bunch of barrels there. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, still busy, and the Turnpike bunching up as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Maya Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on AM760.net.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
8:32, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, you know what? If you're a homeowner, here comes the Mortgage Store with a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171, because if you act quickly and call now, you could defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. You know what? The Mortgage Store has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. And all you got to do is call now for a free credit analysis. It won't cost you a dime. And you can get approval right over the phone. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and the interest may be tax-deductible. One thing's for sure, the interest on those credit cards is not tax-deductible. The Mortgage Store, with flexible hours just for you, they're open evenings till 8 and Saturdays, too. It's fast, it's easy, and you know what? They're there to help you, and they'll be with you every step of the way from the very first call to the very last call on closing day. The Mortgage Store can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high-interest rate credit cards. So call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, they can still get you a great fixed-rate mortgage. So call them, the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. The number again, 303-423-7171. They're waiting right now to hear from you.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, Matchpoint, Shop Girl, and Casanova. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeovers Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
All right, back to the phones at 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Jameson Bossier, Media Matters for America, coming up at 9. Don't forget you can register to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at AM760.net, 303-713-7600, and the high today, 46, under mostly cloudy skies. Let's go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
One thing for sure, I want to make sure that a lot of people have empathy for. I have a friend of mine who is a Republican, and he is a kind of a high-end craftsman, a tile layer. And indeed, he has told me that it has definitely affected his standard of pay, and it's much harder for him. In a lot of ways, there is direct competition there. In many ways, what happens is many times the Hispanic community, it's a typical economic tactic, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but it does show that there is something there. The Hispanics will come in and work at very low wages to start, and then as they start to get more and more control of it, then their salaries go up themselves, and they start to bring their pay scale up. So I think it's important that people understand and have some empathy towards this. And I think the important thing is that the Democrats be able to frame the issue, and obviously this is kind of a simple idea, but I think it's an important one, is to put all of the people or as many people as possible on the same side of the issue so that the issue is out there. It's something that needs to be solved. I mean, it's like, how many different ways can you solve it? But let's get all of the people on this side, which is both Hispanic and the Caucasian, you know, long-term citizens of the United States, and put them all on the same side of the issue. Where there should be, I think, a component that says Mexico has to bring up their standard of living. So through NAFTA, that standard of living, those wages are going up there to keep those people from wanting to come this way. That's one. And I think also of working with the employers in so much that make sure that they have availability to the documentation, and that if they do follow the rules of documentation, that they don't get slammed afterwards. After all, we want them on our side of the issue as well. And so if we can frame the entire issue so that we put as many people as possible on the same side of the issue, and there's only a very few number of people who are on the other side of the issue, I think that works for us very well. And I think that it's important also for us to be able to figure out ways that we can talk to Republicans. And one of the things that I've kind of taken as being a little task for myself is to go back and look at Ronald Reagan's speeches and many of his little sayings, and to figure out ways of being able to say, look, this is what this guy was saying. Many of you probably got enamored with the Republican message when he came in and when he was talking, but look at what's happening now. For instance, I mean, just as an example, I'm sure that a lot of people remember the Reagan statement, which was, government is not a solution to our problem, government is the problem. No, government's not the problem. Bad government is the problem. You know, it's crony government. It's narrow interest government. Welfare state government, pork barrel government, unaccountable government, out of control and arrogant government. That's the problem.
Well, government's not there to. Government's not there to carry you or to support you. Government is there to give you the tools to make your life better, and government is there to ensure that there is some degree of equality and justice and fairness in the society that we live in. I mean, that's what government's there for. And the trick is to try to get people to buy into the idea of the bigger project, not the smaller project. And the bigger project is the idea that you've got some kind of community contract in which all of us believe that government can be used as an instrument to better the lot of all of us, not just a few people, and that you enter into some kind of an agreement and you have some kind of social contract in order to have some quality of life and some quality of community, as opposed to, you know, the Republican or the neocon or the Ronald Reagan or the type of approach of, well, what you should be interested in is getting yours for you and your family, and the hell with your next door neighbor, and then, you know, who cares what happens to the quality of the community?
Absolutely, Jay. And the idea that these problems that we have are simply going to go away because government is made smaller is, I think, fallacious and short-sighted. The issues are going to remain where people come into contention with one another for whatever the issue might be. Those issues are going to have to be worked out somehow. Do we want to take those issues down to the lowest common denominator, which would finally be violence, to solve this? I don't think so. We want to be able to solve these as effectively and efficiently as we can, and government can be a vehicle for that.
Well, that's what government's for.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's why government's there. But you can't have good government if you don't have people, you know, if you've got people running it who don't believe in it. And that's what we have currently. We've got people running it who don't believe in it. So therefore, you know, you get bad government. And all of their, you know, their philosophy, I mean, that they have pushed all these years, is now openly being discredited. It's falling apart. It's not true. It doesn't work. Tax cuts do not, you know, equate for a healthy economy. They do not trickle down. That doesn't work. You can't take in. You can't spend more than you're taking in. You cut taxes, but then you turn around and you skimp in other places. I mean, God, a good example is No Child Left Behind, which is so underfunded and so draconian that Utah wants to opt out of it, and Utah is a Bush stronghold.
Absolutely. For myself, I don't mind paying taxes. What I really mind is when those taxes are spent badly, when they are wasted.
I think we all have that, that gripe.
Right, when they're wasted. I mean, the point is that taxes should be considered, as Clinton had said so many times, as an investment. We're investing in our community. We're investing in our infrastructure.
That's getting into the whole thing about the larger project, about trying to make the country good not only for yourself but for your family and for every family and for your kids' families and your, you know, and on and on and on and on and on and all the way down. And that's what it's all about. And the Republican Party and the conservatives have pretty much destroyed that. And now people are unhappy because most of their theories, you know, have turned out to be discredited and haven't turned out to work. I mean, they took a surplus and turned it into a huge deficit. They're spending like crazy. They've enlarged government, and they've enlarged it in the wrong way. They've stuffed it with all kinds of, cronies and political hacks. The list just goes on and on and on, and it's just too, it's too little too late. It's like George W. Bush standing up today in front of the Renewable Fuel Association or whatever, talking about gasoline prices. Well, you know, good luck, pal, but this has been coming for quite a while. Where were you? Where were you 6 weeks ago? Well, he had nothing to say about it. Well, and, it's just a mess. Dwayne, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And one line open at 303-713-7600. 843, 17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. What's Bush going to do about the gas prices? He can't do anything about it. You know, it's the same thing. He can't do anything about what's going on the ground in Iraq. He can't. He has no plan. He has no way to do it. He has no plan. He has no articulated plan. I mean, can anybody call me now and tell me what the plan is to get out of Iraq? I don't think we have a plan to get out of, because I don't think we want to go. I don't think this guy wants to leave. And you keep hearing stay the course. Well, no wonder people start getting upset about it. And then he's telling us that, that God guides his foreign policy decisions? I mean this honestly when I say this. If I got on the air, would this be acceptable to you? If I got on the air and I said to you, you know what? I go into a little room here at AM 760. And every morning I pray to God to give me guidance and inspiration on how to run this radio show, and that the decisions I make on this show and the things that I do is because God talks directly to me, and that I'm God-influenced to do something. What would you think if I said that every morning? There's nothing wrong with having a belief in God. But you know, in the case of me, I mean, I'm only on a radio show. In the case of the President of the United States, George W. Bush, how many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of lives is this guy playing with? Has this guy got his hands on? I mean, when Jimmy Carter said that he prayed to God, G. Gordon Liddy and others on the right jumped on him. And now all of a sudden it's acceptable? It's funny how times change.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, it's a busy ride around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. And do have debris on the highway. Northbound Highway 287, right around Mineral, looks like we have a bunch of barrels in the road. Turnpike, seeing the usual delays as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster, and more trouble for I-270 this morning. Now have a truck stuck in the median just across from the oil refineries between York and Vasquez. So that's causing Curiosity slowing now in both directions. Also have an accident working westbound E-470, this one on the ramp to northbound I-25. And a car fire working on the ramp from westbound I-70 onto Kipling. Onto the forecast, cloudy and cold now. Should warm up this afternoon with highs close to 50. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of the same old internet games? log on to OrbitsGames.com. Right now you can play the newest beach basketball game and see how easy it is to win with Orbitz. OrbitsGames.com. Just Orbitz and go.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed.
He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760. Progressive. Of talk.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley. A provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
8:48, 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, they got it going on down there at Rocky's Autos. There's no question about it. They're matching down incentive up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. You got like $3,000 down. And at Rocky's Autos, they have the largest selection of clean late model vehicles. Every one of them equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of power train protection. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so if I do my math correctly, that's going on almost 25 years of operating along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday with their summer hours now, even though it isn't quite summertime looking outside. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so you get an extra hour of Rocky's buying power. Rocky's Autos, check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Check out their inventory. Check out their business philosophy. You can look at their television commercials, including some of them have my mug on them. And also, you can go through and check out what they've got and see what you like. And if you see something you like, then you can get in touch with them. That's rockysautos.com. It's the place to go to check out Rockies within the comfort of your own home or your office. Or do what I do, which is get on out to Rockies and see the great people out there like the Alshears, Tom and Marv, and Gerard Menard, and Colby, and Dave, and all the guys working out there. Spanky, they're all great people, and they're there to make sure that you're happy. Rocky's Autos, you can't miss them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. There's a big sign out front there, which I'm on occasionally, at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. If you want to save money, if you want to get the most bang for your buck, their matching down incentive is going on now. There's no better place to buy a car than from the fine folks at Rockies. I trust them. I send my friends there. Mary sends her friends there. We want to send you there. We wouldn't send you someplace we wouldn't go ourselves. Rockies Auto, 63rd and Federal. Stop by. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Are you thinking about laser vision correction but are worried if it will hurt? Is it safe? And how much will it cost? Then call 1-800-NEW-VIEW for a free DVD, Candid Answers About LASIK. It'll show you a live procedure and answer all your questions. The LASIK success rate is better than 99% on a procedure that is arguably safer than wearing contacts. And Dr. Craig Beyer in Boulder has been performing LASIK longer than any other Colorado surgeon. He backs his experience up with a 20/20 or your money back guarantee. And now you can reduce the cost of LASIK by up to 50%. That's right, up to 50%. 50% of your LASIK procedure cost will be refunded when you file your rebate claim with the National Rebate Fund 47 months after your procedure. To find out if LASIK is right for you, get your free DVD and to qualify for this limited time offer, call 1-800-NEW-VIEW and schedule your complimentary consultation and exam. That's 1-800-NEW-VIEW or visit 800newview.com on the web. Terms and conditions for the rebate apply.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 46, mostly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Media Matters for America. Jameson Fosher coming up at the top of the hour. Let's go back to the phones. We've got a Kay in Denver. Kay, you're on AM 760.
Jay?
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Jay. This is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
I wondered if this had been brought up because it's bugging the hell out of me. And that is that Bush tells us we should not drive unnecessarily, save gas, blah, blah, blah. And he spends what on that Air Force One to go spread his agenda? I mean,
That thing burns a lot of gas. There's no question.
Oh, and just think of the publicity he could get if he would say, you know, I'm going to do all of this by conference calls. And I am going to fill up everybody's car in America with what it would have taken me for that trip.
Well, that's why I don't buy the argument that was, or the discussion point that was given yesterday about how Bush basically just doesn't care about his poll numbers now sitting at 32%.
Oh,
he does. He does care, and that's the reason he's out giving these speeches.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's deathly scared of the midterm elections, and he's deathly scared over what's going to happen.
Oh, of course he is.
So he's out pimping every chance he gets.
But I just can't believe that we all aren't saying more about how much gas it takes to put Air Force One off the ground.
Jet fuel's expensive.
Yeah, just horribly. Well, that was basically what I wanted to say. I agree with you on so many of your issues. Enjoy talking to you. And it was dawning on me while I was waiting that my first crush was on somebody named Jay, and I thought that was fortuitous since my name was Kay.
There you go. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye, Jay.
All right, we'll see you later. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Jeff.
Basically, I just wanted to comment on what you were talking about, religion, and how Bush is using religion to shape our foreign policy.
Well, he claims he relies on it, yeah.
It's scary because if you look at it, what makes him different than the guy in Iran saying that Allah is telling him to kill the Jews? You know, if you really look
Because his religion is more acceptable to us here in the United States.
Exactly, and that's the only difference. It is acceptable here. But the question is how scary is this? I mean, when you start using God as your foreign policy maker, you're creating a holy war. And that's what scares the heck out of me with this guy, is that I think he's dumb enough that he just really doesn't know what he's doing. I think he's that stupid. He has to be. Nobody can. I just don't understand it.
See, to me, it's like this mixture of really, really kind of creepy, kind of petro foreign policy, in that we need the oil, so we're never going to leave the Middle East, combined in with this idea of religion being involved in it somehow, and wanting some kind of, I don't know, final showdown with Islam, or some kind of, you know, Armageddon or end times type thing going on. And it's just really a weird, creepy kind of mix. And I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to be anti-religious, and I think religion is a good
Christian.
Yeah, and I think religion is a good thing. But I ask people, you know what, I ask you this. I mean, if you step back for a second, I mean, if your boss or if somebody who you know in a position of responsibility said to you, well, I make my primary decisions by what God tells me or my influence from God, what would you say?
I'd say he's half a bubble off. I'd say that morally, that's a good decision. Morally, if you use the morals of what the Bible teaches, that's great. And that's what we should be doing. But when you start taking your position and forcing it on other people, and it's creating, I mean, could you imagine the effect that saying that God is leading the way in this crusade against, you know, Islam. That's just throwing gasoline on the fire.
He did use the word crusade at one point, and people jumped on him for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he believes that. That's what he believes. Or else he wouldn't have said it. And that's what's scary about it. The other thing is the fuel prices. Of course, I think that's just what we're going to have to get control of it. And the only way we're going to get control, people, is get out there and take control of the House and the Senate and get rid of this guy once and for all. That's the only way we're going to do it, because they aren't going to investigate why prices are so high. They aren't going to investigate this gouging. Look how much it dropped. Gas dropped when we put those executives in front of Congress. It did. It dropped for a short period of time. And it'll drop again, and everybody will say, oh, it's okay, it's dropping. And they'll forget about it for a little bit, but it won't. It'll just keep going the way it's going unless we stop it.
Yeah, you know what? I have a tendency to agree with you. Hey, Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You too.
All right. And I'm trying very, you know, in discussing that with Jeff about Bush and about him talking about religion, I mean, I'm trying very, very hard not to be, and not to slam Christianity, not to slam religion, because I'm not trying to. And if you think I am, you know, call and tell me you think I am. But it's the idea that you've got this guy who is arguably the most powerful man in the world. We've got foreign policy going on where Americans' lives are at risk. And we're losing people in Iraq, and he's invoking God into this, and he's saying, you know, I, there is an Almighty, and I listen to the Almighty. Am I the only one who finds that to be just, you know, to find that to be a tad bit creepy and a little strange? I mean, is that just me? Or am I being anti-religious? And if I'm being anti-religious, if you think, you know, if you're out there and you're a Christian, and you think that I'm being anti-religious, then by all means, call me on the carpet for it, because I don't mean to be. I don't mean to be. I just find that to be a little strange. All right, coming up next, Senior Advisor Jameson Fosier for Media Matters. We'll go over what the media is up to, and then...
It's the big one.
Saturday, May 13th, Marta Shank Car Wash at Alameda and Harlan in Lakewood presents the giant Cinco de Mayo car show. Cars, bikes, trucks, bombs, rods, everything on wheels. There's a live DJ, great food, hydraulic hop-off sponsored by Roberts Wheels and Tires, and tons of cash and prizes. Get your car washed or detailed while you check out the hot rods. It's Saturday, May 13th from 11 to 6. Go to martashank.com for information and a free register. That's martishang.com or call 303-727-8495.
Oh, man, I need a new battery.
A new battery? Try a new car.
Who's that?
It's your alter ego.
Oh, you again.
Listen, Jack, pardon my French, but this old car is a piece of scrap. You need a car that tells people who you are. Handsome, virile, young.
I'm 39.
Youthful.
But my credit's a little...
Go to VroomCredit.com. They have hundreds of finance sources.
VroomCredit.com?
No, knucklehead. VroomCredit.com, as in Vroom. VROOM, you know, like that sweet sound an engine makes. It just screams, I'm cool.
VroomCredit.com. I get it.
And you can apply anytime, because Vroom Credit is open 24/7.
Sweet. Oh, wait.
What?
My computer's got worms.
How's your cell phone?
Worm-free.
Then call 1-800-927-AUTO. That's 1-800-927-AUTO.
As in automobile?
Genius.
What's Lifeline Church all about? I'm Pastor James Greggs at Lifeline. I'm here to answer your questions. Questions like, what do you believe at Lifeline? Why is your service on Saturday? How long is your service? What should I wear? What's the music like? Are you going to ask for money? And what about my kids? I know you have other questions. Call me personally or go to denversnewchurch.com and I'll answer any questions you have about God, Lifeline Church, or anything else. That's denversnewchurch.com for answers.
For a while on the market. Every little bit helps.
He's also moving to relax some environmental standards on fuel blends, and the president repeated a warning on price gouging.
This administration is not going to tolerate
manipulation.
He challenged oil companies to reinvest massive profits into expanding refining capacity, but the administration warns of high demand and continued high gasoline prices in the months ahead. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
But despite this surge in gas prices, consumer confidence has hit its highest level in nearly 4 years.
We could be very well in a period where this is as good as it gets.
Lynn Franco of the Conference Board, who says that could be the case if gas prices keep probing the stratosphere. If that happens, she says, the brakes could go on consumer spending, which accounts for two-thirds of the country's economic activity. And it's not only the cost of gasoline that's going through the roof. College textbook prices keep soaring, with some climbing above $100. Two states have passed laws to help make texts more affordable, and similar measures are being considered in several other states. And there is help on campus, says Anita Levy of the American Association of University Professors.
Some college bookstores have begun processes where students can rent textbooks.
Well, Egyptian authorities say they've picked up 10 suspects in the bombings of a Sinai resort that left at least 24 people dead.
I'm Robert Berger in Dahab, where about 50 young Egyptians are chanting, "We love tourists." They are now marching past two seaside restaurants that were destroyed in the bombings in a simultaneous protest. But restaurants and shops are empty today, and the tourists these people love have been scared away. Robert Berger, CBS News in Dahab, Egypt.
How much would you pay for space on an airliner? Space to stand. Now, no airline has signed up yet, but the New York Times says Airbus has been quietly circulating an idea to install a standing room seat, a padded backboard with a harness, basically. Howard Guy, a British seating design consultant, says you wouldn't want to fly very far this way.
Anything over 1 hour is probably becoming less and less realistic because people just can't stay in that position.
Well, even though no airline has installed standing room seats, they are utilizing lighter materials to shoehorn extra conventional seats into the coach section. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 10 points. The Nasdaq is off a little more than 2. This is CBS News.
Do you know what I hate about running errands? The running of the errands, that's what. You'd think with all the modern technology at our fingertips, some scientist somewhere would have figured out a way to invent a transporter beam. But no, we're still waiting. We here at the U.S. Postal Service want you to know that we have invented the next best thing. Free carrier pickup. Just go to usps.com/smartbusiness. Pay for postage, print labels, and request a free carrier pickup. Then one of our professionally trained letter carriers will pick up your packages next delivery day and ship them almost anywhere in the world. And you, my friend, are done. Done. Even better, we pick up your packages for free. Free. You know, when transporters are invented, they'll cost you buckets of moolah. Carrier pickup? Still free. Take that, technology. Visit usps.com/smartbusiness and request free carrier pickup. Only from the U.S. Postal Service.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A lot of traffic issues this morning. I-270 finally open again eastbound near Vasquez. A rolled semi earlier this morning kept traffic at a standstill for well over an hour and a half. Still some delays through that area, by the way, until they clean it up. Colorado Highway 133 remains closed on McClure Pass after a huge rock slide. The slide occurred about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon with the largest rocks measuring some 20 feet wide, 20 feet tall, and 15 feet thick. No injuries were reported, but crews may have to blast those rocks to haul them away. An independent study says the University of Colorado has sound tenure procedures in place, but the rules need to be more strictly enforced.
The faculty and regents had authorized a study here a number of months ago, almost a year ago, and it outlines a number of areas where we feel we can improve the tenure process and also the tenure review.
Interim President Hank Brown, among the suggestions, implementing random audits on tenured professors every 5 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Still dealing with a few issues this morning. Have a car and a semi tangled up westbound I-70 at Havana. Looks like that's in the clearing stages. Also have a car fire that's on the ramp from westbound I-70 onto Kipling, so might see some curiosity slowing with that. Westbound E-470 just had an earlier crash taken off the ramp from or to northbound I-25 and I-270. Still dealing with delays. Had that rollover earlier and then a truck stuck in the mud in the median right across from the oil refineries between York and Vasquez. So that's causing more jams in both directions. Have debris on the road, northbound Highway 287 near Mineral. That's being cleared out of your way. Then Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93 all starting to thin out just a little bit. Turnpike seeing the usual slowing through Broomfield and Westminster now.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit Engel Homes Colorado. To find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.com.
Claimed that the mainstream media overlooked the appointing of the new Iraqi, premier, and in fact that wasn't really the case, was it?
Yeah, you know, this isn't the most important thing in the world, Jay, but what it is a really good example of how conservatives criticize the media and how baseless their criticisms tend to be. Britt Hume last night gets on the air and he says that there's a new prime minister designate of Iraq, and he talks about how this is a good sign for progress in Iraq, and he says that the media is ignoring it. And this is a quote. He says, "So I heard about this the other night, and I started reading the newspapers, and boy, you had to scrounge around a bit to find the stories." Now, we took a look to see how badly you had to scrounge around to find these stories, how deeply buried they were, and what we found was that the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times put the story on the front page. CBS covered it, NBC covered it, ABC covered it. Hume's just lying, and he's lying to try to make the media look bad and to try to claim that they're trying to hide all the good news out of Iraq. It reminds us of the claim Ann Coulter made in her book that the New York Times ignored Dale Earnhardt's death, and she tried to use that to argue that the Times was out of touch with regular Americans, except that the New York Times put Dale Earnhardt's death on the front page. That's what conservative media criticism is these days. It's just lies.
How can these guys, I've asked you this a million times. I mean, how do you sit there, stare into a camera, know that it's going into all these households, and sit there and just tell something that flat out isn't true?
I have no idea, what the motivation there has to be. They get away with it basically because people let them get away with it. People keep watching them. People keep reading them. But it's definitely something that people should keep in mind when they hear somebody talk about the liberal media. This is the evidence they have for it.
It's mind blowing. It's absolutely mind blowing. Let me get a little bit of your thought here about Tony Snow, who may accept the job as take Scott McClellan's job as White House press secretary.
Sure. Tony Snow's a conservative radio host. He works for Fox News, among other places, and has a long history as a columnist. He was actually a speechwriter for Bush's father for a year or so. The obvious reaction to it that everybody's having is that going from Fox News to the White House is more of an interdepartmental transfer than a new job. Certainly, he's had a lot of practice at Fox News shilling for the White House. We've documented on our website many of the misstatements and exaggerations and false claims that he's made in defense of the White House or in attacking Democrats over the last few years. You can come to our site and check that out. One thing that I think is important that the media covering this not lose sight of is the fact, though, that the change from Scott McLaughlin to Tony Snow or whoever else it is in some ways a superficial change. It wasn't Scott McLaughlin who decided to mislead the American public on issues large and small for the last 6 years. And I hope that media who cover this take the opportunity of a change in the press secretary to actually do a thorough look back at how this administration has misled us, that they really haven't done yet.
On another subject, gas prices, which is in the news, and everybody's concerned about. Now suddenly the White House is calling, for, a crackdown on, gouging and to make sure that there's no gouging going on and to investigate all of these things. And some members of the Republican Party are talking about how there should be a windfall tax. But haven't the Democrats been talking about this for a long time and the media basically has just ignored it?
Yeah, this is really really interesting to see some President Bush and some other Republicans now talking about needing to crack down on price gouging. Democrats have been talking about that for years, and Bush and the Republicans haven't done it. Every once in a while they've played lip service to it, but they're pretty close to the oil and gas industry. It's not surprising that they haven't followed through on it. And so we're seeing these news reports and CNN and the newspapers and everybody talking about Bush getting tough on price gouging and really making a push on this, but they're not noting that Democrats have been demanding that he do that for years and that he hasn't done it. And so you think about that, and then you think about what you constantly hear in the media about Democrats not having any ideas. And how do you reconcile those two things?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 9:12, 12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Senior Advisor Jameson Fosher on the line with us for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. Here's one. Lou Dobbs again, accepted misleading claims the Democrats are to blame for House immigration bill's felony provision. This is a trick the Republican Party has been pulling as of late. And according to Media Matters, Dobbs just swallowed this hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, and Dobbs isn't alone on this one. This is the House Republicans want people to think and have made the argument that it's Democrats' fault that their immigration proposal contains a provision that would make the unlawful presence of the United States a felony because they voted against an amendment that would remove that provision. But the fact is they voted against the amendment because that amendment would have still made it a crime, and they didn't want it to be a crime at all. And so Republicans are trying to say that it's Democrats' fault that they're criminalizing these things when in reality what the Democrats were trying to do was to make it not a crime at all. So Dobbs and Neil Cavuto, and we've documented several other people.
The New York Times. Dana Milbank.
Right. Have just accepted this Republican spin on it without any indication that that might not be how things were, or even without any quote from Democrats explaining their side of it.
Why? Why don't they challenge it?
Laziness, I think, to be honest, in this case. This isn't, in some ways, again, this isn't necessarily the most significant news out there, they think, and so they probably just don't bother to check on that. They don't bother to look into it. Or when they have, in the case of Lou Dobbs, a Republican congressman sitting across the table from him asserting this, Dobbs either hasn't done his homework or doesn't care, but isn't prepared to challenge him.
All right, here's one that Oberman had last night, but it bears going over again. Bill O'Reilly, I guess, declared on his show, I don't know if it was his radio or his TV show, that he was only going to accept opinions about Iraq from paid Fox military analysts. And the problem is that those analysts have been terribly wrong in the past. Is that how that story goes?
Yeah, what he said was actually that he can't base his opinion about the Iraq war on anything other than what his military analysts, people paid by Fox News, say to me. Those are the only folks that he thinks you can trust at all. And so we took a look back at who they are and what they've said over the years about Iraq and how consistently they've been wrong. And we found that, somewhat unsurprisingly, these military analysts that he's saying are the only people he trusts are people who greatly overhyped Iraq's threat to us in 2002 and 2003. They're people who talked up how much of a cakewalk military action against Iraq would be, and now, you know, it's 3 years later and we're still there. So they haven't exactly proven themselves to be the most reliable prognosticators on this topic, but they're who Bill O'Reilly trusts.
All right, one last one. Pat Robertson. The West is ignoring threats from Islam in general, just as it ignored what Adolf Hitler said in Mein Kampf.
Well, it wouldn't be a week without Pat Robertson saying something a little bit nutty, as Steve Forbes once described him. It's significant, I think, though, that Pat Robertson is who, and that he and Jerry Falwell are among the people that the media presents as real leaders of religious opinion these days, and that unfortunately helps make it true when the vast majority of people of faith in this country don't actually believe what Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell believe. They don't believe that Katrina was, you know, God's punishment for gay people and abortion. They just don't believe that. But if you look at the media coverage of religion and politics, they present these guys as representative of where the most of Americans are.
Yet Robertson keeps making these unbelievable, he just keeps making these stupid statements.
Sure, and there are, you know, countless religious leaders out there who, to put it bluntly, aren't crazy, and you don't see them on television. They don't get the platform. They're not given the platform that the media gives these guys, the Pat Robertsons and the Jerry Falwells.
No, you know what, they certainly don't. Senior Advisor Jameson Fosier for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. I think it's the most vital organization in this country today. Jamo, thank you. Thank you for being on the program, and can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
Okay, you got it. All right, there's Jameson Fosier, Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org if you want to read about some of this stuff or look at a lot more. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, open the phones up until 10 o'clock. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. So whatever it is you're interested in talking about, whether it's Bush's poll numbers, whether what's going on politically here in Colorado, whatever it might be, we certainly can get on the phone and let's talk about it. I'm certainly open to whatever you got going on here at 303-713-7600. Thank you again for being part of the program this morning. Really do appreciate you being here, because after all, without you, you know, the thing just wouldn't work.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colorado.edu.
Start. So bring your family, bring your friends, and bring out your Orange Crush power to cheer on the Crush to victory over the Orlando Predators. Get your tickets now by calling Ticketmaster 303-830-TIXS or log on to Ticketmaster.com or ColoradoCrush.com.
919, 19 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner and you know what, you're behind the 8 ball debt-wise, hey, I'll tell you what, the Mortgage Store is here to help you with a great low rate. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. So call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. You know what? The Mortgage Store has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debts into one low monthly payment. And you know what? The credit analysis is free. Just pick up the phone and call. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. They're not there to judge you. They're there to help you. There's no application fee. There's no out-of-pocket closing. And interest may be tax deductible. One thing's for sure, you can't deduct the interest on those credit cards. And the average family is about $12,000 in credit card debt. And you can make those payments month after month, but the balances never go down. You know, you might get a low teaser rate for the first 6 months. Then the rates go up to 14 to 22%. Well, the Mortgage Store loan consultants can show you how to pay off those high interest rate credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into one low monthly payment. And they're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. It's easy, and the interest on your home loan, as I said, may be tax deductible, but the interest on your credit cards is not. And you can save money on your home loan and get rid of those high interest rate credit cards by simply calling the Mortgage Store. Call them now, 303-423-7171. The number again, 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, with a great low rate for you, the Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. And the folks at the Mortgage Store are there to help you every step of the way, through the very beginning to the very, very end. So call the mortgage professionals, the folks who do it right, the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Child disappearances are many times friendly encounters that leave little or no evidence behind. Teach your children to take a safe route to and from school each day, to walk with friends, and never to accept gifts or rides from strangers. By taking a few simple precautions, we can help make this school year a safe one for all our children. This is from Professional Financial Services, Inc. They offer complete financial consulting for individuals and business accounts. Phone 770-9356 or visit 9175 East Kenyon Avenue in Denver.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 922, 22 minutes after 9. High today, 46, mostly cloudy skies. It's cloudy out there now. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing? Boat drinks.
Hey, man. Everything's cool. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question, get your opinion on something, which is approval, his being Bush, his approval rating at 33%, roughly. How does a thinking individual in the 66% plus get to those last few people without getting into the religious aspect? I mean, he's obviously not serving 33% well, although they're under the impression that he is. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, it's down about 32%. It averages somewhere around 32 to 33, maybe to 34. Those are the hardcore base supporters of George W. Bush. Those are the people who you see driving around on the highways who still have George W. Bush stickers on the back of their cars and their trucks. They refuse to believe the idea that this guy will probably go down in history as being the worst president of the United States. I don't know how to actually reach them. I don't have any idea. I've tried. I've got conservative friends. I've tried. You know, I guess when the pain gets to be too much, when it gets to be too glaring, maybe some more people will abandon him. Don't forget, before Richard Nixon faced resignation over Watergate, he was down to 27%. So there are 27% out there who still were hanging in there with Nixon. I mean, I think you're always going to have people who are going to hang in regardless of what goes on.
But are they blind, or are they being served in some way, shape, or form? I can't imagine.
I don't know.
32% of the people in this country actually benefiting from this moron policy or lack thereof.
I don't know. I can't.
Reactionary.
I just can't answer that. I mean, a lot of times what I get from people who support him, they're just willing to go into the tank with this guy over anything. And what they'll do is they'll just spout Republican talking points at you. And when you try to refute them, they'll just turn back around and spout them again.
Yeah, I see that quite often with a few people that are friends of mine that just don't get it. But I've actually had quite a few people convert to
not progressivism, but to agree at least in fact that the guy is not serving them well. And I, you know, I see them falling away bit by bit, but I don't think we can stand another 3 years of this.
Well, the best hope we have is to get control of the Congress in November and just tie him up so that his agenda just can't get through. I mean, that's the only hope we have, and it's a pretty good one since most people are pretty angry at the Republican Party and are pretty angry at George W. Bush, and it's going to continue to get worse, not better. I don't think the guy can turn it around. I mean, the reason I don't think he can turn it around is because it's based on forces he can't control. What's going on the ground in Iraq and gas prices?
Exactly. He looks like my nephew with ADD. I mean, he bounces from point to point, and right now he's out saying that, you know, he should have been on this gouging issue 2.5 years ago, the escalation in prices. But his small base was being served there as far as the Texas oil guys.
Yep. I agree. And, you know, he's got a credibility gap. That's another problem. You know, not much of what he sells nowadays, the majority of the public is buying. So that's another component in it, too. Mark, thanks, man. Drive safe.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Let's go to George on Capitol Hill. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It's George.
Hey, George.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I called in to speak about tenure. I was at the meeting at Fitzsimmons yesterday, and they wouldn't allow the public to talk.
Hmm.
So I thought maybe talk radio allows the public to speak. So do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
I spoke to the tenure review committee 4 times last year down at the university and asked them, since tenure historically discriminated against people of color, women, out of the closet, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, the disabled, maybe they could use this tenure review process to bring in more people who find the tenure process virtually impossible. And they ignored me. I was at the meeting yesterday, and if I understood General Howell, a fine and honorable man, General, to say that tenure was not to be used to advance the cause of civil rights and affirmative action. So I'm 180 degrees away from what the all-white tenure review committee, which I objected to over a year ago. Then they hired a white man to coordinate it, a fine general, but he has no track record that I've been able to find out on civil rights or affirmative action. And keep in mind...
Well, how does tenure mix in with civil rights and affirmative action?
Well, tenure has historically been used, and no one disputes this, to keep people of color, women. You know, we have a large shortage of nurses in this state, in this country. I suggested that they use tenure to bring in more nurses. One of the problems, Jay, in nursing is they can't get women or male nurses to teach at universities and colleges to educate young people to be nurses because they can't afford to take the salary cut. So I'm just saying there are a lot of areas that tenure could be used to improve the university when it comes to diversity. And General Howell's report not only doesn't do that, but it says basically it shouldn't be done. And I wasn't allowed to speak yesterday, but I'm on the Internet, and I'll be speaking Tuesday, I think it's May the 1st, down at UCD at about 11 o'clock, if they let me speak. And, you know, talk radio, you can get on, and people can't say you can't speak, you know, as long as you're decent. And I think I'm decent. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope they let you speak.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, Barbara O'Brien, I've known her since the early 80s, and she's top-notch. She worked with me and other people at the University of Colorado Denver in the early 80s to bring in Colonel George Wayne as administrator. He didn't stay too long. He ended up retired as vice president of the California system. But I sure wish he'd get a running mate that supported a woman's right to choose. And
We should move that debate beyond that particular point. We should be offering women alternatives so that they don't have to look at that as being a last resort. That's what we ought to be able to be talking about.
You got
about.
A good point.
And to chop at the Democratic nominee over that.
Well, you know
what that's going to lead to? Let me tell you what that's going to lead to. It's going to lead to division and factionalism. And guess what? You'll get Bob Beaupre.
No, I don't want Bob
Beaupre. And what will be worse, George, Bob Beaupre or Bill Ritter?
Bob Beaupre.
All right, so stay off of Bill Ritter
but,
in that
but,
whole
but
that
I
point.
Wish you could talk to Bill into also decriminalizing marijuana.
Well, you know what? You have to debate that with him.
Okay, I'll try
right.
to. Jay,
right.
thank you for your time.
You bet. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones here. Yeah, you know, this whole thing about, you know, I say this day after day after day, nothing is perfect. And in any candidate who runs, in any structure, you're never going to get 150% of what you want. But it's better to walk away with 75 to 80% to 90% of what you want than to get absolutely nothing for what you want. It's and Bill Ritter will make a fine governor, and he'll be the next governor of the state of Colorado if we all hang together here and do the right thing.
What's Lifeline Church all about? I'm Pastor James Greggs at Lifeline. I'm here to answer your questions. Questions like, what do you believe at Lifeline? Why is your service on Saturday? How long is your service? What should I wear? What's the music like? Are you going to ask for money? And what about my kids? I know you have other questions. Call me personally or go to denversnewchurch.com and I'll answer any questions you have about God, Lifeline Church, or anything else. That's denversnewchurch.com for answers.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live.
One way, another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Race Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
A vehicle is stolen every 26 seconds in the U.S. Protect yours with LoJack. LoJack is now available for cars, trucks, motorcycles, construction equipment, and laptops. To learn more, visit LoJack.com or call 1-800-4-LoJack.
Honey, there's water coming out of the basement floor.
This doesn't have to ruin your day. Why pay more to a chain company when local professionals can assist you with free estimates over the phone and 24-hour service? TKO Drains, a family-owned company that specializes in taking care of all your plumbing needs, including emergencies, repairs, video inspections, and remodeling. Call TKO Drains at 720-266-4966. Or click on the banner in your media player now for your free estimate.
News cycle. Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
Remember when calling a company meant getting a person instead of a machine? Well, call us old-fashioned, but here at Intelligent Office, we still think it's important to have a friendly, knowledgeable person handling your calls. That's why we created our new service, the Remote Receptionist. We searched for the best receptionist we could find. Then we gave them the technology to handle your calls without setting foot inside your office. But the Remote Receptionist isn't about technology. It's about good old-fashioned professionalism. We pride ourselves on being the best receptionist you've ever had. And if you already have someone on staff, we make a great backup, covering lunch breaks, vacations, or when you just have too many calls coming in. And in case you're wondering, the Remote Receptionist is surprisingly affordable, making it easier than ever to treat your clients right. The Remote Receptionist from Intelligent Office. Newfangled technology, old-fashioned professionalism. Call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Neil Young, 9:34, 26 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Mr. Turk. Is this not Mr. Neil Young? But we may have a chance to get on this radio show.
Heard from his publicist yesterday. They're working on it.
We may get to Neil Young on here to talk about his new CD of protest music that's coming out. God bless Neil Young. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. It's open phones, whatever it is you want to talk about. We'll get it on. Let's go to, let's see, who's here? Who's here and who's gone? Let me go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, man, I love Neil Young.
Yeah, man, well, we may get him on the radio.
That'd be great.
Oh, it'd be cool, wouldn't it?
I also love Media Matters.
They're great, too.
David Brock, I guess he's one of the founders. I read his book, Blinded by the Right, when it came out. And it was, you know, I just finished doing a job in talk radio for like 5 years. And so the whole book for me was like, oh, my God, now I understand where all this material is coming from.
Yeah, what did you do in talk radio?
It was amazing. Pretty much what Turk does and then occasionally what you do.
Oh, wow. Was it a right-wing talk station?
It was that same station you're sitting at right now.
Ah!
Different call letters.
But oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. It was K-Talk back then. I guess they sold that name to L.A. Anyway, I'm calling because, about a couple of months ago, you and I had a conversation about fascism, and I wasn't doing very well. You weren't buying it. I found this thing over the weekend on the Internet that I thought was pretty specific. I thought this was pretty cool. A political scientist by the name of Dr. Lawrence Britt, he wrote a paper called Fascism, Anyone, in which he lists 14 identifying characteristics of fascism. And he did this by, he looked at Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, Pinochet, and Suharto. And he found 14 things that they all have in common. And I thought, you know, if you're anything like me, you'll, like, imagine all these current events and you'll get images from the news that you watch. As you read through this list, it's kind of eerie. Can I read this real quick?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
30 seconds. Powerful and continuing nationalism. Here I just picture, you know, Scott McClellan's little flag pin on his lapel. All the flag waves.
Or that they all wear flag pins. You're right.
You know. Disdain and recognition for human rights. Torture, suspension of habeas corpus, refusal to get the International Criminal Court, Geneva Conventions are suspended. You get the idea.
Except they don't apply those towards American citizens on a broad basis, which you would in a fascist country. But go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's not universal disdain, but nonetheless, there it is. Identification of enemies and scapegoats as a unifying cause, the axis of evil.
Yeah, the Republican Party has been into that for a long time. That's true. You got it there. I buy that.
Supremacy of the military. And
you know what, though? See, I don't think they totally believe. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Check this out. I don't think they totally believe in the supremacy of the military. I think what they do is they use the military like you would use. I'm trying to look for an analogy here.
It's an instrument of their will.
It's not going to get me fired. In other words, they pimp the military to the public, and they appear before the military because the military's safe, similar to what Lyndon Johnson did when he was in trouble over Vietnam because he couldn't really go any other place. And they use it as kind of a weapon against dissenters by saying, "Up, you know what? You don't agree with the policy. You must be anti-military." But in the same sense, they turn around, though, and they attack the VA budget.
I know. It's hypocritical. The way they actually treat the soldiers does not compare to the words they use about them. Not at all. Also, number five, rampant sexism. Traditional gender roles are stressed. Abortion is against the law. Anti-gay legislation, that sort of thing. Control mass media. I'll just say Fox News.
See, once again, I think they're into that once again for the same thing. I mean, I think that if tomorrow a majority of the Americans stepped forward and said, you know what, we don't care if a man and a man gets married, we don't care if a woman and a woman gets married, they drop that and move to something else.
Like Bill Maher said on the show this weekend, the Republicans are demagoguing Mexican immigrants and boys kissing boys, and the Democrats can't even demagogue Armageddon? Come on, you guys, we got a religious nut with a nuclear weapon.
Oh, yeah, but
you can't demagogue that.
Yeah, what he's saying is like really true. I mean, that's how they operate. You know what? Here's what I don't get. Maybe you could explain this to me. Why doesn't the religious right see this? That these guys like Bush and the rest of these people, they scam them every single time. Okay, they talk abortion, right? Constantly. Well, they talk about gay rights constantly, right? Whatever happened to Bush's marriage amendment thing? They never pay off.
You know, that's actually what prompted me to call, as you were talking about, Bush's comments about God leading him, you know, making his decisions based on God's will. That's number eight here of one of the distinguishing characteristics of fascism is religion and government are intertwined. It's, you know, this theocracy is part of a larger reactionary movement. I think it's, you know, and it's cryptic. It's always going to be cryptic because we all know that fascists are bad guys. And we don't want to look like the bad guys. So it's always this real cryptic thing. And, you know, I'm only halfway through this list, but I want to point out that anti-Semitism and genocidal acts are not a feature of fascism. Everybody tends to think that when you call somebody a fascist, you're saying he's like Hitler and that he's murderous and racist. But that's not it. That's not even on the list.
Well, that would fit under scapegoating, though.
Yeah, it would. That would be like a really extreme form of it. But we see all kinds of scapegoating, you know.
Well, it goes on constantly. So, I guess since the last time we had this discussion, I guess I didn't totally, completely buy it. But how about if I modify my position and say to you that what we have going on here is a unique form of American fascism and or a drive by George W. Bush and the people around him to totally and completely dominate the political scene and the machinery of government through the unitary power of the president by doing such things as attaching these signing statements at the end of legislation saying that he basically is going to ignore them.
Yeah, it gives a pretense of legality, but he's just saying, I'm not going to obey the law.
Right, I'm just going to go around it and do exactly what I want to do.
I mean,
the guy is lawless.
Yeah, that is dictatorial behavior, if ever there was any. I'm going to do what I want, regardless of what the people's representatives say is legal and illegal? I mean, we don't have democracy when presidents act like that. Not really.
All right, so you and I are close.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it just takes a little bit of time to explain. Fascism always is a little bit different depending on when and where it appears, and that's why it's so hard to pin down. It's so unprincipled and irrational. It's really like more like a set of attitudes. McCarthyism is, you know, consistent with fascism.
Yeah,
we just need a new
unique homegrown American definition of it.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of one of those words that turns people off. They stop listening to you as soon as you use the word. But I mean, that is the accurate word, according to scholars, political scientists. That's the right word to describe what's happening right now in this country. And that's, you know, that, you know, I don't necessarily love the Democrats, but I'll tell you what, I agree with you 100%. In the sense that they are the only reasonable, realistic means of stopping this.
Well, if you read the book Crashing the Gates, I mean, they point out in there something I think that is really, really important. And that is, and I think it's a law of nature. I mean, I think it's just the law of the way things are. That nothing is 100%. Not this radio station, not the Democratic Party, not anything you can think of. Nothing functions 100%. Some things come close, but they don't function 100%. So the Democratic Party has problems. It has members in it that some of us don't particularly care for. I'll give you an example.
It's a very big thing. It's really a coalition.
You know, yeah, Joseph Lieberman. I don't particularly like Joseph Lieberman.
Oh.
But by and large, here's what I do know. If Bill Ritter is the governor of the state of Colorado, if the legislature stays in Democratic hands, guys like you and I and the people who listen to this radio station will be far better off in the future than if Bob Beaupre or Mark Holtzman are sitting in the governor's spot.
No doubt.
That's why we have to rally together and we have to drop our constituency politics, which is our own individual things that drive us, form a broad coalition, and go out there in November and kick some serious ass and take control of this country and this state.
It's very serious. I totally agree with you.
All right, man. Call me again.
Adios.
All right, see ya. I mean, that's what we got to do. And it's the same thing with this radio station, which was the point I was making the other day. Okay, yeah, there are commercials on here that you don't particularly like, that they violate your constituency type of politics. Oh, my God, they're running Walmart again on CBS. But you know what? This station's not 100% perfect, and it never will be. But you know what? It beats listening to the other three stations on the AM dial, doesn't it? Right? So you know what? We band together. We elect Democrats in November. We stand behind the party because it's the only rational choice that makes sense. and you stand behind this radio station and you fight to keep it alive like the rest of us are fighting to keep it alive, because it is important, becoming an important...
Listen now to...
Listen to Classic Rock online at thefox.com.
Brought to you by Freedom Harley Davidson.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory & O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory & O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Big Harry and the Metal Mess got a hair extension. Now get a full hour of pure power with the best in 80s hair metal and arena rock. Metal Mess, right after Nights with Alice Cooper.
Hey, it's your time to Viva Las Vegas with Orbitz.com. With Orbitz, for a limited time...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Menard and Colby and Dave and all the folks working out of Rockies, they all work very, 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 very hard. Everybody out there is there to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. Rockies Autos, they're just really good people. And also don't forget, Carfax tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Rockies will show it to you absolutely free. Free. A lot of places, they charge. So, you know what? When it comes to buying an automobile, there's no better place to go than Rockies. Let me give you the location. 63rd and Federal. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies Autos. See you out there real soon.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Always late.
All right.
With your kisses.
My man, Lefty Frizzell.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay?
Boy, he just influenced so many people, including Merle Haggard. 949, 49 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 46, and mostly cloudy skies. This is the kind of stuff I listen to at home. I just love this stuff. All right, let's go back to the phones. We can get Mr. Turk's attention here. Go back to the phones.
I can't wait.
He's going to let Lefty Frizzell continue to play. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Nathan, who's calling from Chicago. Nathan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Miss you back here in the Windy City.
Well, I don't miss WLS. I'm glad to be out.
I can understand why.
I'm free. Free at last, man.
We actually had the pleasure of meeting each other at the Salam restaurant years and years
ago. Oh, boy, I remember that on the South Side, sure.
Yeah. So a lot of your fans are finally had the privilege of tuning in over the Internet. So that's,
well, good. It's good to have you guys with me.
Wanted to just chime in. It kind of reflecting years ago on some of your other shows and at LS where you talk about, you know, we were really driving towards a police state, and boy, it's really happening. I just look at the media blackout on so many things that would be quote unquote anti-Bush. You've got the Illinois General Assembly who just passed a resolution or just had a resolution introduced for impeachment as a recommendation to the House of Representatives last week. You have California do the exact same thing yesterday, and there's no news of it. It's just
You're right. It does make the news media. There's no. I haven't seen anything on the wire services about it.
You know, and it's like a non-event. You've got a whole undercurrent of or underworld out there who thinks that you know, our government had something to do, or you know, 9/11 was an inside job.
I've fought those people on the phones now for months and months and months. And I, you know, my position on that is,
mm-hmm.
my position on that is that looking into that takes time and energy that could be focused into moving forward and to changing what needs to be changed, which is the direction of this country. And did we, you know, have a good 9/11 commission? No, I don't think we did.
Yeah.
Condoleezza Rice was able to bluff her way through with that presidential briefing memo,
sure.
which indicated that Bush knew that this was coming. And basically, you know, sat on his ranch and did nothing about it. But you know what? What we got to do is we got to focus our energy on trying to fix what's wrong now, and that is by achieving overwhelming victory at the ballot box in November.
Yeah, I guess it's disheartening because you just see so many things that sway the other way, and it seems like, you know, there's nothing that you can do about it.
Well, I mean, give me an example of how many things you think that sway the other way that you can't do anything about it.
Well, just from the media perspective, I mean, you get overwhelmed with really kind of inflating the Bush agenda.
Yeah, but you know something? That happens if you allow that to happen. That happens if you allow yourself to get sucked into that. If you distance yourself from it and only expose yourself to bits and pieces of the mainstream media, knowing full well what you're going to get, and then doing things like double-checking about what's going on with organizations like Media Matters, which documents a lot of these things, and going to, you know, alternative you know, areas to get your news information and to try to do as much reading as you possibly can, then, you know, you can stay out of that orbit. I mean, look, here's my day. My day consists of this. I read. I watch 2 hours of news. 1 hour is Keith Olbermann's countdown. The other hour, and I know exactly what I'm getting, but I watch it every once in a while anyway. Not every day, but every once in a while. I'll watch like the last hour of the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, and I realize, you know, what I'm watching and what's going on there. And then the rest of it I pretty much just basically ignore, and I read other sources, so I don't get sucked into it.
Yeah,
I stay out of it. And if I, you know, and I do enough reading for Media Matters that I realize that if I do see something, I realize that, you know, that they're pulling something, that they're doing it either through exclusion or they're doing it through laziness.
Yeah.
That they just don't follow through.
I don't know. It seems so much broader than that. And I don't know.
Here's the situations that we have.
Yeah.
Okay? We can sit back and say, oh, ain't this awful? There's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Or you can go out and pick some things that are vitally important to you, that you really care about, and you can become involved in them or financially support them with the pennies and dimes you've got. Because if enough of us get together and support it with the pennies and dimes, what ends up happening is it leads to a lot of pennies and dimes. And for me, what I'm doing is I'm supporting congressional, you know, I'm contributing to congressional candidates that I want to win. I'm giving to organizations that I find to be important, like Media Matters for America, the ACLU, Citizens United Against Separation of Church and State.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing. And I'm making sure that my fat butt is to the polling place in November and that everybody I know that I can talk to is going and that I'm supporting all the candidates I possibly can. And I'm trying to make a difference, and I'm trying to make a difference by coming in every day and doing this show. And I just refuse to sit back and go, okay, well, it's out of control and there's not a whole hell of a lot I can do about it, because I think that everybody does just a little bit, then it amounts to a whole lot.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, my wife tries to cheer me up from time to time. It's just, I never thought we'd be on this type of a slide.
Well, we're on this type of a slide because we've allowed this type of a slide to happen. Because we've, you know what, you need to go out, get this book, Crashing the Gates.
Yep.
Get the book, Crashing the Gates. Go to Amazon.com, go to Barnes & Noble, go to your local bookstore. Get the book, Crashing the Gates. It'll fire you up. There's also another book by James Carville and Paul Begala called Taking It Back. Read that book, too.
I'll do that.
And you'll feel a lot better. And you know what? You'll get active.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Take care.
See ya.
Talk to you.
I got time to squeeze in one more. Let's go to Ross in Centennial. Ross, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. It's Ross. How you doing?
Hi, Ross.
Just going back to a couple of callers ago, you were saying we need to find a new way of defining what this creeping fascism we have in this country today. I think Mike Malloy termed it very correctly. He called it American neo-fascism because it's not the fascism that existed back in early 20th century. It's a new, unique form a fascism that's creeping in on this country.
I don't know. I don't know if they're having the word, if they're including the word fascism in there is a good selling point. I don't know if that works. I don't know. There's just got to be some other description about how this president is carrying things out. You know, there's an excellent article. You ought to read it. The cover story in Rolling Stone magazine gets into some of the presidential excesses. It's a picture of Bush with a dunce cap on the front. Check it out. Read it. It's pretty damn good. And it talks about a lot of this kind of stuff. And we just need some kind of a new, broad-based definition for this White House's behavior. Ross, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good day. All right, that's it for this morning. And back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Don't forget, register to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Go to AM760.
Everyone listens to two radio stations, WIIFM, What's in It for Me, and MMFIAM, Make Me Feel Important About Myself. These two frequencies tune people in to what you say. Let us teach the employees in your company who talk to customers, clients, or patients how to connect with them the first time. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Oh, man, I need a new battery.
A new battery? Try a new car.
Who's that?
It's your alter ego.
Oh, you again.
Listen, Jack, pardon my French, but this old car is a piece of scrap. You need a car that tells people who you are. Handsome, virile, young.
I'm 39.
Youthful.
But my credit's a little...
Go to broomcredit.com. They have hundreds of finance sources.
Broomcredit.com?
No, knucklehead. Vroomcredit.com, as in vroom. VROOM, you know, like that sweet sound an engine makes. It just screams, I.